And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation, another hot Friday night across the world. Not from global warming, of course, but from the fact that it's summertime. Apparently, the liberals have forgotten that in July it gets hot across the world. Tonight, we're going to talk about these four topics. And if you care to join the conversation at any point, it's 855-407-282, 855-400-SAVAGE. 1. Sopranos' Last Supper. 2. Obama's Syria about face. 3. Cell phones on airplanes, yes or no, because they've just approved it. And 4. I finally broke the code on immigration. The Dems are actually hoodwinking the illegals for the gains of the Democrat Party. So let me begin with the illegal issue. This came to me in the middle of the night. I was thinking, what did the illegal aliens gain from the amnesty bill that is being pushed forward by the Republicrats? The answer is nothing. We keep hearing they're living in the shadows and they can come out of the shadows. Well, it seems to me they have all the benefits they can possibly get anyway. They have free hospital, right? They have free medical. I've gone into the emergency room. They're there. So they have free medical. They get free legal from the ACLU and other left-wing groups. The only thing that they don't get is to pay taxes right now. And the only thing they're going to get with legalization is the wonderful benefit of paying taxes on their income. So they're going to get screwed. The Dems are actually hoodwinking the illegals for the gains of the Democrat Party. What do the illegals gain from getting citizenship? Nothing. They may not actually gain anything from legalization in the long run. They already get Social Security benefits illegally. They get free medical illegally. They get food stamps illegally. And they receive it free of charge. Once they become legal, they'll have to start paying taxes on all of these things. The only thing that they will gain is Obamacare, which, of course, they don't need because they get it in hospitals right now. And the only ones gaining through this will be the Democrat Party. Through the lies and deception of the Democrat Party, they're going to gain a perennial loyal voting base. Okay? And through the guise of helping the illegal alien, the Democrats are simply screwing them to gain power by stepping on those they pretend to help. I'm Michael Savage, the master locksmith of politics in America, and I've just turned the key on all of it. Now let's go on to the next topic, which is near and dear to my heart, which is There Goes My Heart for James Gandolfini, the Soprano star who died the other night in Rome. I did a show yesterday where I told you that he probably overindulged after getting off the plane and blew a clot and had a heart attack. Well, you don't have to be a genius to have figured that out, but it took the media 2 days and a waiter in Rome to conclude that Michael Savage was right again. Came out today, and I'm not gloating over this. I think he was a fine actor. I know nothing about him personally, but it's an interesting story because he was bigger than life to many people who loved The Sopranos, and he lived large. He lived big. He lived like the character he was, and he died the way he lived. He didn't constrain himself in any way. But what did he actually have for his last supper before he dropped dead? According to sources in Rome, published in the New York Post, Gandolfini ate in Rome's Trastevere neighborhood outdoors. We have pictures of it from the post on michaelsavage.com. It looks very nice. Typical, you know, al fresco dining outdoors. It looks nice till you're there. And look, you look carefully in the picture. Next to him is a woman on a cell phone. Behind him is a crowd milling about. Next to him is a middle-aged woman drinking too much wine. No, thank you. I'll accept takeout food. But what did he actually eat at his last supper that killed him? Well, the Post has learned he guzzled 4 shots of rum, 2 pina coladas, and 2 beers at dinner with his son, while he chowed down on 2 orders of fried king prawns and then topped it off with a large portion of foie gras, which is perhaps the worst thing you could ever eat in the history of the world. The Emmy Award winner, according to this article, had attended several AA meetings on Perry Street in the West Village, but people who saw him there, quote, didn't think that he was serious about getting sober, unquote, said a source familiar with the matter. I can confirm he has been known to blow lines and drink like an Irish sailor on weekend leave, quote, unquote, said another source to the New York Post. Photos of Gandolfini in Rome show the actor looking haggard in the days leading up to his death. And he spent a lot of the time with a drink in his hand. Hours before he keeled over from a massive heart attack, the actor sat down for a 7 p.m. meal with his son, Michael 13, at a Rome hotel's outdoor restaurant. How did he eat? Now, we don't know what he had before he got there. Gandolfini, age 51 and weighing over 300 pounds or 280, first ordered a pina colada with two additional shots of rum on the side. So what does that tell you? It tells you he couldn't wait to blot his mind out. He followed it up with an identical round, another pina colada, and two side shots of rum. Sounds like a joke, then. He downed two beers. He then ordered back-to-back orders of fried prawns slathered with mayonnaise chili sauce, as well as a heaping portion of foie gras. He ate the entire meal himself. His son had his own dinner and two virgin pina coladas, the source said. Well, what can we say? What can we say? About 3 hours later, his son finds his dad in cardiac arrest in the fourth-floor room. Six men carried the bare-chested actor, who was wrapped in a blanket, out of the room. Paramedics in Italy frantically worked on him on the ride to Umberto Hospital, where doctors spent 40 minutes trying to save him before pronouncing him dead. That's the end of the story. That's the end of the story. The burly actor was loved by all who knew him, and no one had a bad word to say about him. But he had very serious addictions that first surfaced during his 2002 divorce from his first wife, Widarski, who claimed in court documents that he'd go on benders that included kinky sex with other women. She also said in the filings that he did cocaine with some Sopranos castmates. This is all from the New York Post, so don't blame me. Gandolfini filed a countersuit claiming Widarski, the former wife, was mentally unstable. Anyway, look. The thing I'm trying to tell you is that I told you, you know, and I want to prove that I'm right. I live only to prove that I'm right about everything. Because if you can't trust me on health issues, then how can you trust me on anything? And since I'm always right on health issues, then I'm usually right on political issues. On to the next topics. Sopranos, Last Supper, there's nothing you could say about it. And by the way, last night I tied it into a brilliant topic, which was, do you want to live forever? Would you want immortality? That was a great call. And then I, you know, went into a thing where I said that men age better than women. And a guy named Joe called, and it was a scream. I mean, people were, sorry, Joe, but everyone's been emailing me saying, who was that guy, Joe? That was the most amazing radio phone call in the history of talk radio. Nobody could believe Joe's call. It just shows you if you miss one segment of the longest-running serial, is the Savage, well, it's not the longest, it's one of the longest-running radio serials called The Savage Nation. If you miss one segment of the serial, you don't know what the Lone Ranger is going to do the next night. So we've covered two topics, Sopranos, Last Supper, and that's about it. 855-407-2282, I also touched on my theory on immigration, and I'm the only one in the country who's figured out not only are the Democrats screwing the country and the citizenry, they're actually screwing the illegals who get nothing out of the deal except the benefit of having to pay taxes. Can you believe this? There's another big topic here that I'm going to get to in a minute. It's too much for you on a Friday night. 4 days after pledging aid for Syrian rebels, Obama backed down. He flip-flopped. He reversed himself. This is from the World Tribune. President Barack Obama, less than a week after approving U.S. military aid to Sunni rebels, has backed away from proposals meant to oust Syrian President Bashar Assad. In other words, the Russians moved in, and he moved out. In his first interview on the subject with Charlie Rose, he acknowledged that he was skeptical over measures to restrain Assad's military amid its offensive against the rebels. In other words, he found out that they're going to kick the rebels behinds and kick them out, and Assad's going to win, and he doesn't want to be on the losing side. Moreover, the Russians, who have a big naval base there, said, go ahead, make our day. And so we have the weakest, most duplicitous president in American history wrecking the entire Middle East. The arc of unrest now rages from Libya to Syria, all because of, are you ready? In my opinion, George Soros' funding, Zbigniew Brzezinski's architecture, Hillary Clinton's selling, and Obama's enacting. That's a complete sentence. 855-407-282. You're not going to call about any of that. It's too much for a Friday night. How about cell phones on airplanes? The FCC just passed a rule to relax the ban on the use of in-flight personnel electronics. The worst idea I've ever heard in my life. There are going to be homicides and suicides on the airplanes, not to say insane people. On Friday, late today, the FAA said it is expected to relax the ban on use of some personal electronic devices at low altitudes and on runways. As a result of an FAA study group's review, that's nonsense. It's because the cell phone companies want more revenue, idiot. There's no review. It's no review. It's a country where lobbyists get what they want. The same people who were spying on you with the government went to the government and said, all right, let the idiots talk on the runway. Flyers, that is big mouth flyers with big yaps, long frustrated with having to turn off and stow their gadgets, will be expected to use devices such as cell phones, tablets, and e-readers when the plane is at a low altitude, as well as during takeoff and landing. Well, you say, all right, well, there's nothing wrong with an e-book, nothing wrong with a laptop, nothing wrong with a tablet, but a cell phone? A cell phone? According to a statement obtained by Fixed News, I don't want to read it to you. I think it's the dumbest idea I've ever seen. How do you feel about that? You want to hear your neighbor talking on the runway? So, look, I just got in from Cleveland. Yeah. We'll be in Newark in about 35 minutes. You got the pasta fazool on? Oh, it was good. I did my nails in the parlor there. Yeah, you want to listen to that? Now, the next guy's going to have to raise his voice. Can you hear me? Yeah, I'm on the plane. Yeah, I just got in. Yeah, we came in from Rome. It was unbelievable. Oh, you can't believe it. Can you hear me? Yeah, that's what you want? It's not bad enough, the yentas on the airplanes and the big mouths? All right, I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know what? Ask my listeners what I value most as a consumer. Great products, great customer service, and great value, which is what I got from Blinds.com. Look, not only did they save me a bundle on my kitchen blinds, but they've come up with an exciting new way to help you lower your energy costs this summer. It's true. Their beautiful insulating honeycomb cell shades can significantly lower indoor temps on hot days. Think of the AC savings. And like all of their window coverings, you could transform any room in about 20 minutes by yourself. Of course, they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. Even if you mismeasured, doubtful, they'll remake it for free. This month, save an extra 20% on select insulating honeycomb cell shades. And if you really hurry, you'll also get a free upgrade to sleek-looking cordless on many of their most popular products. Get free color samples, you get free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com. Where prices crush home improvement store prices, go to Blinds.com. That's Blinds.com.
I walk my dog every day.
We walk every morning.
And I've got the best-looking dog in the neighborhood named Stanley. He's a collie mix.
Teddy is a rescue dog. He's a lab.
We meet the same people every day.
People comment about what a beautiful black coat he has.
They'll tell me, oh, he's so soft and he's so silky.
There's a difference when I compare Teddy to the other dogs.
And these dogs that have the brittle hair, it's coarse. It doesn't lay nice. It's not shiny. It's dull. I tell them about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I've told them this is what I use.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
And it really made his coat shiny.
You know, it didn't take very long. They've got their nice, expensive jogging suit on, and their dog has their smooth, beautiful, soft, shiny coat. So now their dog looks just as good as they do.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
KSFO traffic in the South Bay, southbound 880 at Berryessa Road. It's a two-car accident in the center divide. It's got traffic backed up to Highway 237. Northbound direction, 680 is slow from Highway 237 through Fremont. Continues up to Highway 84 in Sunol. 880 southbound in the South Bay is slow from Highway 237 all the way to 101. In the northbound direction, 880 is slow from 101 all the way to Fremont Boulevard. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
iHeartRadio plays your favorite station and over 1,500 more live local stations through your mobile device. So when you leave town, you can still hear the sounds and programming you love. And discover more like music, sports, news. There's lots there and iHeartRadio is always free. Just download the app for Android, iPhone, iPad, Windows Phone, and more. Find out what over 20 million registered users already know at iHeartRadio.com.
Tim Sullivan from Monarch Retirement Group constantly strives to make your retirement and investing goals a reality.
Well, people should call Monarch Retirement if they're worried about this marketplace and worried about their future retirement. Somebody needs a financial advisor in these markets to try to navigate their retirement course. Questions like, what do I do with my 401k? How about that IRA that I forgot about 10 years ago? We answer questions like this every week. Tune in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan.
Call Tim Sullivan at Monarch Retirement Group toll-free to help navigate your investment future. 866-666-9996. That's 866-666-9996. Or go to monarchretirement.com. Tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSFO 560 to Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Securities and advisory services offered through SII Investments, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. SII and Monarch Retirement Group are separate companies.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
Sean Hannity.
I'm not a politician. I'm trying to just get to the truth. So sometimes to get to the truth, you got to be tough with some people.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
All right, so I threw out four topics. You ready? Sopranos' Last Supper, Obama's Syria about face. Do you want cell phones on airplanes? Yes or no? Get ready because here they come. And the Dems are hoodwinking the illegals for their own gain because the illegals are going to gain nothing they don't already have. Except the right to pay taxes. They don't even know it. So they're triangulating everybody and screwing everybody, the politicians. They're smarter than you think. They're going to get a perennial Democrat majority, and the illegals are going to get to pay taxes because they have all the benefits already. What benefits are they going to get? None. They get the right to pay taxes. It's amazing. And they're, oh, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah, we're going to help you out. Yeah, vote for us. What do you mean help us out? Wait a minute. I was getting away with murder before. Every dime I sent home to Mexico or Nicaragua, I put in my own pocket. I didn't pay a nickel in taxes or Social Security. I used the hospital when my kid had a runny nose. I got free medical. I got free legal. Now I'm going to get nothing but the right to pay 20% taxes? Yeah, right. Step right up this way to the egress. But all right, no one wants to listen to Mike Savage. What does he know? I don't want to talk about immigration, though, because it's all day long. It's the Johnny-come-latelys all day long. They think you care about it. You do care about it. I care about it. But the fix is in. What are you going to do about it? You live in a dictatorship. You live in a dictatorship. You know, one of the stories I found last night that got me, they didn't get me upset. Almost nothing gets me upset anymore because I expect the worst to get even worser. I hope it's still here. Where's the one in O'Reilly, the leprechaun? Here, no spine zone. O'Reilly supports amnesty bill. That's all. He came out in favor of it. I named it the No Spine Zone a long time ago. That's why the big guy doesn't ever want me on Fox. He banned me from Fox News. Oh, he got mad that I called him a leprechaun. Can you blame him? Then he got mad that I called it the No Spine Zone. Can you blame him? But can you blame me? I don't mind he has to make a buck, but what does he have to disguise himself for what he isn't? Whatever. He's not my enemy. I hope I'm not his. But the No Spine Zone, Bill O. Leprechaun, apparently supports the amnesty bill. That's it. That's the story. So let's lighten up a bit. It's Friday night. No one's listening. I could see already by the callers. The only thing I'm getting are the people who are drunk, and they've listened all day long to everyone else, the others, and they went home. They're at a movie. They went roller skating, ice skating. They went clubbing. Is there a normal person listening? I could tell you right now it's the low-hanging fruit show because I would have expected a couple of, you know, hot calls on Syria,
cell phones. I'm starting to think of people listening never don't even have cell phones. The listeners to my show right now, the shut-ins who don't go out on Friday night, they don't even know. They hear. They call it a walkabout phone. They don't even know what it is. Well, Mike, the last time I used one was in the mountains of North Korea in Pyongyang. Back in 52, we had them. They were quite big then. And the walkabout phones have come down in size. I don't want one of them myself. Obama Siri about phone. I don't know what Siri is. Dems hoodwinking illegals. They don't know what hoodwinking means. Sopranos Last Supper. They never heard of it because they don't have cable. So in a night like this, I think I'm just going to be a disc jockey. Let's play At the Hop by Danny and the Juniors, as you call 855-407-2282. I can't do meat and potatoes radio. I got to have some fun or else, you know. So 855-407-2282, 855-7. Still pretty good harmony. Beats the guys rubbing their crotch, doesn't it, with bling on their necks and bling on their teeth with a tattoo on their eyeballs. How do we go from such harmony to such degeneracy in the blink of an eyeball? I'm not going to do nostalgia. Stop. Nostalgia dates me. I'm not going to let myself date me. And here's another song. I love this one. Now, let's make believe we're going to have fun. It's just Savage's Cafe tonight. Hey, okay, we'll start again. Start the whole show again. No politics. Too heavy for you. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Cafe Savage. Come on in and play some tunes for you tonight. How about Could This Be Magic by the Dubs on the Savage Nation? If you care to join the conversation in Cafe Savage. What, I'm out of time already? 30 seconds out. I'm running a zoom, zoom, zoom. You know, years ago, I used to have a sound effect, Neil, that sounded like glasses clinking. And I would say, welcome to Cafe Savage. People loved it. I ran it for a month. Everyone said you should do it again. But hush, hush, don't tell Rush. Hush, hush, don't tell Rush. It'll be Cafe Rush by Monday morning. Or Cafe Leprechaun. Nah, no one copies me.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
This is important. A huge hushed-up conspiracy is about to turn your life upside down in the coming months. The media is not saying a word because it will generate mass hysteria and chaos, but we're exposing the truth in a controversial video on Prepped.com. This video connects the dots on the terrible incidents that happened just when Obama is after the biggest gun control push in decades. This will make even the most tough-minded patriot's blood curl. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know the secret information will survive and thrive. To get the inside scoop, go online to Prepped.com. Watch the video before they force us to take it down. Remember, it's Prepped.com. That's Prepped.com. On the web at Prepped.com. Do it now. On the web at Prepped.com. More than 325,000 people watched the video, and some are now screaming on Facebook that it's the conspiracy of the century. All shocking details exposed only on Prepped.com. Go there now.
Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Dog 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. Two people suffered minor injuries while trying to rescue a third person from a fire at a Livermore hotel this morning. The woman was trapped in the bathroom at the Studio Inn on Portola Avenue when a man and woman went in to get her out. All three of them suffered smoke inhalation, and the would-be rescuers also suffered minor injuries. KSFO traffic, southbound 880 of Berryessa Road, that two-car accident in the center divide as traffic still backed up all the way to Highway 237 in that northbound direction. 680 slow from 237 through Fremont continues up to Highway 84 in Sunol. KSFO weather, partly cloudy skies overnight, lows in the 50s. We'll have some partly cloudy skies in the morning, and it'll give way to sunny skies by the afternoon. 60s at the beaches, low 70s by the bay, mid to upper 80s inland. Right now in San Francisco, 65 degrees, partly cloudy skies. With the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Roto-Rooter. For all of your plumbing needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, go to rotorooter.com and connect with your local Bay Area Roto-Rooter. That's rotorooter.com. And away go troubles down the drain. Rotorooter.com.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Hi, Tom Baudet. You know, Motel 6 is making impossible bucket lists possible. Have you always dreamed of doing a triathlon, climbing a mountain, or cycling across America? Well, if any of those are on your bucket list, Motel 6 can help make them more possible, if not less painful. We have over 1,100 locations in North America, all saving you more for what you travel for, like a good massage and some salve. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
How does Arizona get to be the leader of the other 49? By creating the country's most competitive business environment.
Named a best state for business, Arizona is tempting California companies like never before.
With unmatched job growth and an unbeatable quality of life.
Corporate giants Intel, Avnet, and Boeing are thriving in Arizona.
Because when it comes to success,
Arizona's aggressive pro-business legislation mean record relocations.
Arizona is all business. Join us at ArizonaKnowHow.com.
Yo, what's up? Right Brand Bacon here. I'm the bigger, better bacon. Bacon that makes a bold statement. We're talking major slices of thick, meaty bacon. I'm so big you could serve me to the presidents on Mount Rushmore. When I'm on the grill sizzling, I smell so incredible. It attracts guys faster than a half-price bikini car wash. I'm so tender.
Right
so
Brand Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
Events in Boston.
Too surreal.
We've had an attack.
Events like this happen.
We will find out who did this, why they did this.
Information is power.
Bomb squad monitoring.
Updates from ABC as they happen.
Information is power.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Friday and an open line Friday. Look forward to talking with you 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us on KSFO.
Let's go strolling. There's a girl in my heart. Whose heart I've stolen. There's a moon.
Welcome back to Cafe Savage on the Savage Nation. You just joined us. We got four topics in the air. If you care to join the conversation, it's 855-407-2822. It's already on the West Coast. It's 6:30 already, 6:34. East Coast, 9:34. And that's it. Life goes on. He's dead. Well, as look, he was leading a suicidal life by all estimation, Gandolfini. I loved it. I loved his acting. I liked him in other movies. But look, he played the tough guy, and he lived like a tough guy, and he died like a guy who indulged himself. Who eats like that at 51? Usually people stop eating that way at 30, 35. They get cognizant of their mortality, and they become more sane in their dietary. But he had he didn't control himself. And a lot of people think, you know what? What the heck? I'm going to be the lucky one. I'm not going to die of the heart attack. I'm not going to get the skin cancer, even though I lay in the sun. I'm not going to get lung cancer, even though I smoke dope all the time. I'm not going to get nasopharyngeal cancer, even though I use cocaine all my life. You know, I mean, that's what people, they lie to themselves. You know, the wages of sin is death. Actually, the wages of sin are death. I never understood the grammar of that. I didn't know if Jesus wrote that or somebody wrote it down wrong. I mean, the wages of sin are death. The wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is or are death. Well, you get the picture. But we're all, you know, imperfect. I mean, we all do wrong things. So what are you going to do? We die of something. Would you want to live forever? We had that last night. We could do it again. Maybe we'll catch a few of the bigger fish driving around somewhere in America. Who's this guy? What's he talking about? Let's see. We got some good callers up there. KSFO, San Francisco. Carmine, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
What's on your mind?
Alkaline water. I see you're talking about your alkaline diet. It's called Tongue in Water. It's nine.
Don't put out any brand names. Just tell us your story would be better.
I've been drinking this water for the last 2 years, and it's completely changed my life.
Like, all right, so you import it, but what do you mean alkaline water? From where?
It's a water filter from Japan.
Oh, so it's direct from Fukushima, from the Fukushima nuclear reactor. Why would anyone want to drink water from polluted Japan? I don't understand the logic of that.
Japan, the filter is. It's our water. It's converted to 9.5 pH.
Oh, so we have to send our water to Japan and we can't convert it here?
It's a water.
Now, let me give you a hint how you could do it for a little less money. You take Hetch Hetchy water out of your tap from San Francisco, right? And you squeeze a lemon in it in the morning. Although it has citric acid, lemon is one of the most alkaline of all fruits. And suddenly you have very inexpensive alkaline water. What do you need something from Japan?
The ORP on this water, it goes up to an 800.
Yeah, all right, fine. All right, take a walk with the product promotion. I'm sorry, young man. I wish you the best of luck. But you can't sell Nostrums to this guy because I know them all. Yeah, direct from the nuclear plant, Fukushima water, specially bottled at the source. Tap water in San Francisco is quite good. The Hetch Hetchy water is good. The Marin County water stinks. I drink it from the lakes. It's awful. You know, you go to the lakes, they're beautiful. Then the water works here. They put it through chlorides and fluorides. Fluorine is one of the most toxic of all metals. Fluoride is a toxic metal. It's a poison. One of the worst. Don't get me started on that study. I know it going back to the 50s. It's toxin. Shouldn't be in our water supplies. Don't call on it. I don't want to get trapped into this, but fluoridated water is a disaster. But in terms of water quality, I mean, Hetch Hetchy water from the Sierra Nevada is great. I like snow water, snowfall water. But I tend to drink tap during the day with a little lemon in it in the morning. It changed my if I wake up in the morning, I'm groggy. I don't drink alcohol, so it's not from that. I squeeze lemon into a glass of water, and I drink it. It's like my mind immediately, like, bing. I don't understand it. Bing, the lemon water. It's like the original lemonade without sugar. Now, what do you think lemonade was? They squeezed lemons into a glass of water. Then it got, bastardized and destroyed with flavors and sugars and this and that. Then at night I drink it, a lemon water. I can't say I'm going to live forever, but I feel better. And strangely, I have no desire for alcohols. It's weird. But no one wants to talk about health because the health of the nation is finished. The corrupt Democrat Socialist Party USA, from the state house to the city house to the federal house, is gone. You got King Obama flying around now. The $100 million trip to Africa is coming up. What a disgrace. What a disgrace. Another president would be in prison for this, the way he's abusing his privilege. Abusing the White House and the privilege of the office. It's disgusting. But because of the lack of journalists, that's what we have. The lack of journalistic integrity. They know that he shouldn't be doing that. He's abusing it. There's no reason for him to be in Africa, especially with a family. Even if there was a reason for him to go after Germany, okay, he could have met the African leaders in Germany since he's missed the big. He's the big shot. They could have flown them up, right, on Sudan Airways. Airwaves. My mind is on radio. He could have sent them up. It would have been cheaper to bring them all into Germany to a hotel. What's he go to Africa for? It's to indulge himself, that's all. Well, you don't care about that. What do you care? You know, it's hard to care about so many insults when you have such a profligate, incompetent, lying, let's see if I can add another adjective, duplicitous. Let me throw one more in. To the mix. Incompetent, I used already. False pacifist in the White House. What do you expect? Any other adjectives you'd like to throw in? Because there are quite a few flying around the internet. 855-407-2282, or we can talk about something else entirely, like I think I bought the Jaguar XKE I was telling you about. I know I'm crazy, but I think I did. I bought it on the internet, no less. No, I'm sending a car inspector to look at it. Crazy number two. The car inspector was recommended by the dealer. Rule number one, never buy a used car on the internet. Rule number two, never use a car inspector that he recommends. I violated both rules. The car looks so beautiful. I know it's, what do I care? What am I going to care about everything? I can't worry about everything. Or I could hop on a plane this weekend and go look at it. I may do that. What do I need it for? I say, what do I need that for? The dealer was great. You want to hear something funny? I'm not going to give anything away nor tell you where it is. I'm mentioning it for a reason, because there's a human element to this. I'm a very humanistic kind of guy. If I get involved in any kind of conversation with people, business, restaurants, got to be personal. I really don't want to do business. I don't mean from a pack of screws, although I try that too sometimes in a hardware store. It's excruciating to my family. The children used to squirm when they were young. They tug at me, Dad, Dad. They didn't know why I talked to clerks and whatnot. It's just the way I was raised. I like to talk. So anyway, I get to talk to the dealer. He turns out to be an older gentleman who went into business late in life, blah, blah, blah. I'm not giving anything away because you don't know who it is. And I don't know how one word led to the other. It turns out, no, I think I can't divulge this, actually. No, let's let the car thing sit there. I can't tell you his life story. It would be too close to confident. I don't want to embarrass him anyway. But all right, that's that story. End of story. What do you want to talk about? Where is Governor Brown tonight? Where would he be? I'm trying to imagine where. Would Dianne Feinstein be tonight where? Where would she be? In one of the empty post offices that Richard Blum is getting the rights to sell? Are they reviewing the post office? They didn't pay a dime for them. The U.S. owns them. They're fully paid off. And his real estate firm has the non-exclusive, non-bid right to sell the post offices off, probably to his friends. Can you believe this? I never heard anything like this in my life. We had a whole set piece on it last night. Not a word in the local non-newspaper. This is made for a newspaper. Not one word in any newspaper. How is this possible in a non-banana republic? I ask myself every day. How is it possible? So where would Dianne Feinstein be tonight? In one of the post offices having a drink with Richard Blum? Celebrating their latest coup, the $100 million. She estimated that they'd make $100 or $120 million in commissions. I don't know if it's true or not. It's a small number. But still, $120 million doesn't grow on trees. I mean, it's small to them, considering what the kind of money they've raked in. But, you know, there's nothing illegal with this, just because apparently it was a no-bid contract. And because she's a senator and he's the husband, there should be laws against nepotism. There's no law against it. How can there be a law against it when there's no laws at all? Since we've gone from the rule of law to the rule of coleslaw under Obama and the corrupt machine, what do you mean illegal? What's illegal? The only thing illegal is to complain about the illegalities that they impose upon us. The only thing illegal is to complain about the spying on us. Then that becomes a crime. You see, they brought charges against the poor guy Snowden. Oh, man, is he in trouble. You knew they'd throw the book at him because he blew the whistle on them. Yep, he blew the whistle on what they're doing, spying on us. Unbelievable. 855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation. Do I have a live one out there? Is there a live one out there? Hey, it's Larry in Tulsa. Larry, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. Larry, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage.
Yes.
I wanted to tell you that buying a car over the internet is not as dangerous as you might think. I bought a 92 Mercedes up near St. Louis. We drove up there, looked it over, and drove it, and we enjoyed it for a couple of years.
Well, no, the dealer sounds like, I've asked around, they say he's a wonderful man. He went into this as a retirement, and, you know, he's not the type that's looking to just sell me a piece of junk. He said he only sells AAA used cars, and this car's been completely rehabbed. New engine and Tran within 5,000 miles, new interior, new top, new tires. You know, it's been gone through. New paint job. It looks gorgeous. Looks like a new car. So, you know, what's going to happen? I'll buy it. It'll be a typical Jaguar piece of junk. I'll curse the day I bought it. You know, there's an old joke about Jaguars. Buy two of them. One to drive and while the other one's in the shop, and you keep swapping them out. Thanks for the call. But you know, I always wanted the E-Jag. The worst car I ever owned in my life was an XK150 Jaguar I had when I was a poor guy in New York, a teacher. Oh, we were wild guys. We were crazy. I had a Morgan Plus 4 that I sped through. To this day, I remember speeding through Central Park in the snow. skidding in the light snow in Central Park with my friends in a Morgan Plus Four. That was so much fun. Golden days of Manhattan. And then the Jag, we used to ride into Manhattan after work and have, you know, party on. The car got locked in first gear. I couldn't even get it out of the parking space in the East 30s in the time. I had to leave it overnight. I was afraid it was going to be towed away. I got so angry at that piece of junk. I never forget. It was a maroon, like a burgundy XK150 drophead coupe. I thought I was like Prince Charles's relative. The car got locked in first gear. Couldn't get it out of gear. We had to leave it in the streets. When I finally had it removed the next day, I don't know how, I don't know what we did. We had a mechanic, whatever. I drove it to a schlock dealer in Sunnyside, New York. I think I sold it to him for $900, $600. I never wanted to see the car again. He thought I was crazy. I said, how much will you give me for it? He said, $600. I'd give me the cash. I never wanted to see it again. I knew it was worth more. I was impulsive then. Today I'm a different person. So what am I buying this piece of? Maybe I'll cancel the order now that I think about it. I don't want to buy a new Jaguar. I don't even want a Jaguar. I don't like the brand. It's owned by the people who make like curry powder. I'm nothing against curry. I'm a supporter of curry, but I don't want to buy a Jaguar. There's not even a hood on him. Could you understand this? Why would they buy the Jaguar brand, the Indian company? I forget who, whatever it's called. And then say, we're remaking the Jaguar, and we're taking the Jaguar hood ornament off. What? It looks like a Miata, the car now. Well, whatever. It's just a car. You know, no one even gets excited over cars anymore. I'm still a bit into cars, I got to admit it. It's a cultural thing, and it offends liberals. That's another good reason to buy a car like this, is that when you go buy them and it makes a certain loud noise, you could see they grab the Prius steering wheel. I could snap it off with the wife. They grit the teeth. They almost snap the plastic off the wheel. I had a friend who drove a really hot car. I don't know what it was, a big monster with a V12. And he pulled up to a traffic light in L.A., and a liberal pulled up to him afterwards and said, how many cylinders you have in there? And the guy said, oh, about 24. And they all burn a lot of gas. The guy almost went crazy. Like it was his business, right? How many cylinders do you have? Like he's, you know, got whatever, a halo over his head. Crazy, huh? Why are you listening to this show right now? Why are you not out with friends? Why are you not out enjoying yourself on La Strada? Why are you not having Zupa de whatever down in Mulberry Street? What's the weather in New York City right now? Hot, isn't it? I was there last July. It was horrendous. You walked out, everything stuck to you. But I love the nights, even if they're hot in New York. I like, there's a certain Fellini-esque mood in New York in the summertime. It's fabulous. Well, it used to be anyway. I'm sure there still is, right? You know, the hot nights. And the crowds and the dinners and the clams and the Zupa. Everyone wants to be Joey Gallo. They sit outside. What does everyone ape a gangster for? Can't they ape Albert Einstein? Can't they go to, like, the Katz's Deli and have a piece of a knish and make believe they're Albert Einstein? What do they have to make believe they're Joey Gallo for? Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. No one cared when Albert Einstein died except a few people. Liberals rip Obama on drone policy. Ho-hum. Cops, pot shop owner tortured by partner. I'm not laughing at the torture. Oh, you mean people in the pot business are kind and gentle? Oh, that's a shocking story. Pot shop co-owner tortured by partner. No, people in the pot business are upstanding citizens. Look, if you're in the pot business, you shouldn't be in the pot business. If they're going to legalize it, the government should sell it. The state of California ought to stop this crap and just legalize the stuff if that's what you want to do, even though you know it's a very dangerous entry-level drug, and sell it in state-run stores and, you know, balance the budget out instead of taking it from us and lower our state taxes. Governor Brown, here's a suggestion. Take the top-end tax from 16% to 8% and tax marijuana, Governor Brown. You'll have an awful lot of new fans. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Ted Cruz. In recent weeks, the IRS has admitted to unlawfully targeting conservative groups and trying to silence the president's critics. This is wrong. A chilling abuse of power. It needs to be fully investigated and those involved must be held accountable. But we also need to make sure it never happens again. It's time to abolish the IRS. We need to get rid of the army of IRS agents trying to police every aspect of our lives. No more discrimination, no more intimidation, and no IRS enforcement of Obamacare. We need a tax code that is simple, fair, and that protects our freedoms. I'm working to lead this effort in the U.S. Senate, and I hope you will join me by calling today.
Join Ted Cruz and help him fight back against the IRS. Please call toll-free 1-800-655-3707 to sign the official petition to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Call 1-800-655-3707 to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. SenateConservatives.com.
Privacy, a thing of the past. Right, it's shocking, but true. Privacy in America, virtually dead. We now know the government's NSA agency has been snooping on search engines, social networks, even private cell phone calls, all in the name of national security. Yeah, right. Well, what's next? Mind police? And when it comes to financial privacy, forget about it. That's why, listen to me, I turned to gold. It's one of the last remaining forms of private wealth on earth. But my friends at Swiss America tell me all gold is not created equal. So if your financial privacy is important to you, call Swiss America today for their free right to own gold report at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Find out if you own the right type of gold that's invisible to prying government snoops before this window of opportunity slams shut. Right now you can own gold. 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Get in on it now. Stand up for your rights. Get the right to own gold report free before your privacy becomes a thing of the past. 800-BUY-COIN.
KSFO traffic in Marin, eastbound 580, just east of 101. We had an earlier three-car accident. One car was in the slow lane, and a pickup truck was in the center divide. That has since been cleared. Still some heavy traffic. 101 northbound coming out of Novato continues past East Washington in Petaluma. Traffic, though, is moving smoothly both directions of the Golden Gate Bridge. And still some slow traffic on eastbound 37 from just after Lakeville Highway beyond Highway 121. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Now is a great time to be shopping for a used car. Larry Gamash from Carfax.
Get an inspection and shop at a Carfax Advantage dealer. They'll give you a free Carfax report.
See accidents and service records reported to Carfax, plus a price based on the car's history. Just say, show me the Carfax.
All aboard for a historic round-trip train ride at Niles Canyon Railway. Grab the fam and snag half off at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820. 980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Katie Green here, and I don't know about you, but the Dow being down 500 points in 2 days is certainly a reminder, a stark reminder, that the market doesn't just send out invitations when it's going up or down. I'm also willing to bet that neither that magical green line or cute baby has even given you a call. Do yourself a favor. Get a complimentary review from my good friends at the O'Donnell Financial Group by calling 866-496-2300. That's 866-496-2300. O'Donnell Financial Group is a locally owned and operated independent advisory, and it has been for the past 25 years. I know you've heard Greg say it right here on KSFO more than once, that planning is not a one-size-fits-all strategy. You owe it to yourself to get a complimentary review to make sure that you're not paying too much in fees, taking on too much risk, and whether or not you are even on the right track to be retired. Do yourself a favor and call 866-496-2300 or visit them them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
There goes the one I love.
This
song is dedicated
there
to...
Oh,
you can't joke about it. All right, it's enough for you. It was my father's favorite song before he had his heart attack. And it was very ironic. It was horrible. He used to love There Goes My Heart. It's very sad, you know, that he died of a heart attack. What are you going to do? The way of all flesh. And here we are. Here we are. I spoke to a guy today. It was a very touching conversation I had. Not the other guy. Oh, let me take a call. Pete on WABC. Welcome to Cafe Savage. What's on your mind, Pete?
Savage. I'm sitting out here on my front porch in Brooklyn having a beer, listening to you like I do every other night. And you know what I was thinking? The difference between you and all the other guys that I listen to, you could talk about anything. They can't. They talk about the same thing over and over again. But the only other thing about you, when you're talking about that car dealer that late started a new thing and he became a car dealer, I'm telling you, you can get into comedy. You are the funniest guy in town.
So what are you having? You having a beer or peaches and wine? What are you having?
No, I'm having a beer. But
what brand of beer are you drinking?
Excuse me. What kind of beer? Coors Light.
That's all. See, you don't eat anymore like Gandolfini did, right? I bet you reined in your diet years ago.
I just went to the doctors last week on my yearly physical. He told me everything's okay, so I'm keeping on doing just what I'm doing.
How old are you? Pete, how old are you?
Escarole and beans. I eat whatever.
All right, so you're eating escarole and beans, so you're Italian? You're eating an Italian vegetable dish?
Oh, yeah, of course I'm Italian. I eat broccoli rabe with a lot of garlic. I eat good food. But
all right, but look, Gandolfini, God rest his soul, he should have not indulged like that. You wouldn't eat shots of eight and fried and then pate foie gras. You don't eat. I mean, no one eats that way.
No, especially now. I mean, I'm a little older than him. I'm 58 years old. You can't eat like that anymore.
No, you see that? Everybody has, like no one lays in the sun anymore, right? Except the morons in Hollywood. Who lays in the sun anymore?
Yeah.
But the thing is the same thing with food. Who barbecues, really, and eats barbecued food on a regular basis? They all know the benzoylpyrenes will give you stomach cancer. I'm sending you a copy of my book, Pete. You're getting a copy of A Time for War to show on your porch there. I love my callers. See what a good Friday night we're having at Cafe Savage? I'll be back for another big 2 hours.
Enjoy. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Oh, Lordy. Oh.
Cantare. Welcome to Cafe Savage. Nel Blue. Oh, he went to English? Threw me off here.
Away from the Madden crowd.
Old Dino singing of Volare, favorite in Cafe Savage. I don't know the English version. I know the Italian.
Let us leave the confusion and all disillusion behind.
He was incredible, wasn't he, the barber?
Just like birds of a feather, a rainbow together.
If you care to join the conversation, it's 855-407-282.
Oh,
sing along. Follow the bouncing mortadella.
Oh,
I love Gantare. Don't you love that use of the language? One more lyric and I'll get off this.
No, under my hat.
No, all right, knock it off. I thought it was an Italian. Is it an Italian version? I wanted to do the official. I remember singing this song in the streets of North Beach, San Francisco, with a couple of friends of mine a few years ago. With an Italian restaurant owner guy. Someone you don't know. I stopped talking to him 5 years ago. He almost strangled me to death for no reason. He didn't even mean to. It was like a Lenny thing. And that was it. I was afraid. But he was a good singer. He really was. El volavo, volava, felice più in alto del sole. I don't know Italian very well at all. Not much, but a little here and there. It's a beautiful language. And I keep telling you, you know, the big lie is that all immigrants are equal. All cultures are equal. All people are equal. That's so communistic. Lie from the teeth. Let's start with the obvious for those of you who've been brainwashed. Are all people equal? Well, we're born equal. To God, we're all equal. Fine. How about the NFL? Is everyone equal? Of course not. I say that. No, you need to be big, strong, brave, very athletic to play basketball, football, baseball, you name it. Oh, but that's different. Oh, really? It's different? Oh, you mean it's different than who gets into Harvard based upon race, sex, gender? Yeah, right. Yeah, they're all equal. Okay, yeah, Harvard, yeah, everyone's a genius that gets into Harvard. Okay. Nothing's based upon social engineering. So go down the list. No, and now let's go to the cultural thing. Look at the cultures that have come into America. In some ways, all have contributed something, some good, some bad. Every culture's contributed good and bad, some more so good than others and some more so bad than others, right? But all cultures are not equal by any means. No way, no way on that one. So a rational nation would say, hey, look, we're going to absorb 30 million people because the number's not 11. After the amnesty, there's going to be another amnesty. Then the families will be brought in. Okay, they're nice Mesoamerican folks by and large. They have their qualities as people. We know that. There's good and there's bad, and we all know that. I mean, what are you – let's level with each other. Everyone listening to this show eats a meal that is probably cooked by an illegal alien in a restaurant. Everyone listening to the show who lives in the suburbs probably has their garden done by someone who's not a citizen. Go down the list. We all know that. And you've gotten to know many of these folks. They're like family to you in many ways. Could you look them in the eye and say that they're not good people? No. So that's not the issue of whether they're good or bad. The issue is, can the country absorb 30 million people? Can it afford 30 million people? The answer is no. It's as simple as that. And then you have to ask yourself, well, what skills does the country need? Shouldn't we be, you know, bringing people in whose skills we need? What about the millions of people who went to college in America who can't find jobs in their field? What about the poor people who can't even get an entry-level job anymore and are on welfare or food stamps and have lost faith in themselves because they can't even work? Why should they be displaced by cheaper workers? Now, what sane nation would do that to them? So, you know, I'm not asking you to call. It's Cafe Savage. You're sitting there. You're having your beer if you're the guy from Brooklyn. Or wherever you are, anywhere in America, right? All the 200 stations. I can't imagine what you're doing. The show comes live out of San Francisco, where I'm broadcasting from. And it's sort of like Cafe Savage. We're talking about a multitude of topics, and I've given you some leads on them. One is The Sopranos' Last Supper. The next was Obama's Syria about-face. The next one was the FAAs are going to approve cell phones on airplanes, the worst idea I ever heard in my life. And the fourth and best was that the Dems are actually hoodwinking the illegals for their own personal party gain, because the illegals are going to gain no benefits other than the right to pay taxes, because they get all the benefits. They can go to a hospital. You can't say no to them. You look at them the wrong way, they get a lawyer for free. So many of them have Section 8 housing, which they're not entitled to technically, but they have it anyway. Bank loans, a bank can't ask them their citizenship status, so they get loans. So what are they going to get out of this that they don't already have? Well, A, they're going to get the right to pay taxes. What else are they going to gain? Nothing. So the Democrats are screwing them as well. The whole thing makes sense from top, no sense from top to bottom. Now, here's a big story. 4 days after pledging aid for Syrian rebels, Obama backs down. I saw this story this morning in the World Tribune, and I said, I have to play this interview because no one heard it. It was on Charlie Rose on June 7th, I think. I want you to listen to how he's backtracked on his big mouth commitment to the rebels. First, he said he's going to back the rebels. And now he's saying he's not backing the rebels. He has no goals whatsoever. Then he dismissed the prospect of a no-fly zone, no humanitarian corridors. He came up with an excuse for everything. Then the biggest whopper of all, Obama, on the interview was, they said, well, you got to stop the Syrian Air Force from killing the so-called civilians and so-called rebels. He played down the Syrian Air Force and its daily strikes on rebel strongholds. You want to hear what Obama said? He said Syrian fighter jets and helicopters provided by Russia did not represent a significant threat to the rebels. It's a complete lie. The fact of the matter is 90% of the deaths were from air airstrikes. And it's all being disputed by everyone on the ground. The man just makes it up as he goes along. and there's no challenging him. So someone said, well, look, can't you establish a humanitarian corridor that would allow civilians in Syria to escape Assad attacks? He said no. He said a corridor such as that would require U.S. and NATO bombing missions in Syria. So in other words, everything he mapped out, he then unmapped out. I want you to listen. It's worth listening to, or I wouldn't bother you with it, to clip three. Go ahead and play it.
But the fact of the matter is, for example, 90% of the deaths that have taken place haven't been because of airstrikes by the Syrian Air Force. No. Syrian Air Force isn't particularly good. They can't aim very well.
Can you believe it's been happening on the ground. You cannot believe this. The Syrian Air Force isn't particularly good. They can't aim very well. Why don't you tell that to the families of the dead Israeli pilots who engaged the bad Syrian Air Force during their last major war? They'll tell you they can aim pretty well indeed. I mean, this is astonishing that a world leader can say things like this. It's but it gets even worse. Listen to clip four now.
If you set up a no-fly zone, that you may not be actually solving the problem on the ground, or if you set up a humanitarian corridor, are you in fact committed not only to stopping aircrafts from going over that corridor, but also missiles? And if so, does that mean that you then have to take out the armaments in Damascus? And are you prepared then to bomb Damascus? And what happens if there are civilian casualties? And have we mapped all of the chemical weapons facilities inside of Syria to make sure that we don't drop a bomb on a chemical weapons facility that ends up then dispersing chemical weapons and killing civilians, which is exactly what we're trying to prevent?
So in other words, why then did you say that they're using chemical weapons, which Russia says they're not, and there's no proof of, because there's no evidence of it that I've seen? They just made it up out of whole cloth to blow his scandals off the newspaper. Now all of a sudden, you're not going to do what you said you're going to do? Why? Why? Well, first of all, I agree, shouldn't be doing anything. Not because I want to see people die. It's horrible, a civil war. We had our own here in this country, if you recall your history lesson. So they're having a horrible civil war. It's actually a Sunni versus Shia civil war. It's a religious war. It's not quite a civil war in the sense that we know it is a religious war. The last thing we should do is be sticking our snout in between a religious war. You can't win in that case. You lose on both sides. Any intelligent person would say stay out of there. We have no interest there whatsoever. It's in Russia's sphere of influence, not ours. And he shouldn't be getting in there. Yet he came out saying he's going to. Now listen to what he says in clip five.
It is very easy to slip slide your way into deeper and deeper commitments, because if it's not working immediately, then what ends up happening is 6 months from now, people say, well, you gave the heavy artillery, now what we really need is X. And now what we really need is Y. Because until Assad is defeated, in this view, it's never going to be enough, right?
He speaks in an almost professorial context, not as a president or as a commander-in-chief. If you listen to his language, it's that of a teacher talking about it in a sort of a distant relationship to it, not real to him, no real grasp of what he's saying, in a very intellectual, removed manner, and he's talking about it in the third person in many cases. It's amazing to me. He changed his mind for one reason. He changed his mind because Russia asserted themselves. Putin said, go ahead, make my day. We'll whip your behinds over there. I'm not proud to say this. He's bowing down to Russia here. Putin said, go ahead, you bring in Marines, we're going to bring in our troops. You bring in weapons, we're going to bring in heavier weapons. And he did. Russia's already there. They have a major naval base in Syria. It's their ally, for God's sakes. Assad is a butcher, a murderer. The other side are butchers and murderers who want to throw out the butchers so they can turn it into a Taliban stronghold. Kill the Jews and throw the Christians out on top of it all. Burn the churches to the ground like they're doing everywhere else they take over. What are we doing there? We're on the wrong side on top of it all. So what is going to happen now, as I can tell, the best I can see, is one man's opinion sitting here in San Francisco, thousands, eons away. eons away. Thank God we live in a country where there's no civil war. Thank God we live in relative peace in this country. And almost thank God that we have such a nitwit in the White House who is showing himself to be not like Neville Chamberlain, almost worse than Neville Chamberlain, by the way. If you study your history, this guy is a, at least Neville Chamberlain was a clear, you know, pacifist leftist who actually believed what he was saying, you know, with Hitler. This one, I don't think, believes anything he says. So he goes rushing off, I'm gonna send weapons, small arms and this and that. Then this is the same man who wants to ban guns in America, wants to give guns to Al-Qaeda in Syria. That really makes sense. I wonder what Bloomberg thinks of that. And the other mayors, they think anything about him sending small arms to Syria, to the rebels? And not a word from Bloomberg and the other anti-gun nuts? So now the reason, so Russia said, all right, we're going to have a conflict here and you're going to lose because we have more chess pieces than you do out there and you move too slow and too late to begin with. If you wanted to do this, you should have done it 2 years ago and it would have been over. It would have been a, you know, fait accompli. And then Russia wouldn't have had much to say about it. They waited too long. So there's going to be a political resolution, thank God, and I hope the sooner the better. And I hope the poor people of Syria can get their lives back. Whether they will then divide Syria into I don't know. They're going to bifurcate Syria? I don't know if they could do that. I don't know how that works. Nor do I think it could work. But nevertheless, there will be a political solution, not a military solution, which is, by the way, the object of civil societies. Politics should rule, not the military. So, okay, the military-industrial complex pushed them. McCain, the moron. Look at McCain, that loser. That every time I see him, I see like a schmo, a schmoo, a schmendrick. I see everything wrong with a human man in McCain. Like a dumbbell. He's all over the media talking about the wonders of bringing 30 million illegal aliens into America and what a humane thing it is to do. At the same time, the warmonger is out there calling for airstrikes on Assad's forces. A crackpot. A crackpot. You know, I mean, his wife, Cindy, God bless her, we haven't seen her in a long time. I don't really care to see her again. We know she had an addiction problem years ago. That's nothing to laugh about. It happens to a lot of people. It looks like he dipped into his wife's, you know, bedroom drawer there. What the heck is this guy on, I ask myself. All right, whatever. We don't have to get insulting. And if we do, I'll do the insulting. It's my cafe. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I had been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes. Okay? Do what I do and prepare with WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Joe Putnam here at my huge GM pre-owned center in Burlingame, where I've got over 50 pre-owned cars and trucks that still have the balance of the factory warranty. Take the worry out of buying a pre-owned car or truck. Come to Putnam GM in Burlingame or shop online at PutnamGM.com.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859, for your free Flipping Formula Strategy Guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
Have you heard? Proactive is America's top acne system because it works. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Proactive heals your acne and helps prevent new breakouts. We're looking for 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactive works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactive risk-free and get free shipping. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-583-7671. That's 1-800-583-7671.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Now the sports station you count on is mobile. Catch the latest news, interviews, and discussion on your iPhone, iPad, Android, and more. Thanks to iHeartRadio. Download iHeartRadio free wherever you download apps or check out iHeartRadio.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Friday and an open line Friday. Look forward to talking with you 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us on KSFO.
Getting crazier by the day, and we don't really know what's going on in Syria. What we're watching are the shadows on the wall of the cave. We don't even know who the actors are. Here's a story on the Drudge Report right now. Paper says CIA has secretly trained Syrian rebels for months. Can you believe this? What is this about? No one even knows what's going on here. Why are we training people who hate us? Does anyone know? Update, U.S. training Syrian rebels, White House stepped up assistance. Secretly teaching Syrian rebels how to use anti-tank and anti-aircraft guns, the Los Angeles Times has learned. The White House refuses to confirm, but says substantial assistance is being provided. Can anyone believe this? This government? Which side are we on? Who are we backing? Why are we backing them? Does Obama know what he's doing? Who's pulling his strings? No one has an answer. Jay Blarney, the White House spokesman, says, "We have stepped up our assistance, but I cannot inventory for you all the elements of that assistance," said the spokesman, Jay Blarney. This is amazing to me. The Supreme Military Council is the military arm of an umbrella group that represents more moderate rebel factions, including... but they were pushed out of the way, according to the news reports I read the other way. The Al-Qaeda types, the Taliban types, have pushed them out of the way. The young guys, the modernists there, they pushed them out of the way. What do you think would happen? Look, the fact is 100,000 people have been killed. Islamic militants are now leading the war against Assad. They could gain control of advanced U.S. weaponry. We have no business there. Russia, the U.S., both sides have to sit down, iron it out, get it over with, and get the hell out of there. It's as simple as that. Angela on KSFO, what's on your mind? Go ahead, please. Angela.
Angela, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
I just wanted to tell you that your liver is screaming thank you every morning when you drink that lemon water. I put a clove of garlic and garlic.
Oh, please, now we're going to get into, like, you know, folk. You didn't follow my advice with the lemon, or you did?
No, I've known that all along. Lemon is a blood.
Oh, all right. So, all right. Well, you give me a call next week and tell me about Syria and about Afghanistan as well, since you knew about my lemon thing. I'm glad your liver is good. Everyone knew what I was going to say. They all trumped me. Well, good. I'm glad. What else do you know? Give us a call. 855-407-282 for anything you may know.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Blinds.com has restored my faith in American business. Look, I love these guys. They've turned the torture of shopping for new window coverings at home improvement stores into an easy, cost-effective way to transform any room with designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. And this summer, I'll save you even more with their beautiful, energy-saving honeycomb cell shades that can significantly lower indoor temps on hot days. Look, think of the AC savings. And with their free online how-to videos and over 100 design experts at your service, it's easy to transform any room in about 20 minutes by yourself. Look, of course, they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. And even if you mismeasure, no worries, they'll remake it for free. As always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And now save an extra 20% on select insulating honeycomb cell shades. Think of the AC savings. And if you hurry, you'll also get a free upgrade to sleek-looking cordless on many of their most popular products. Get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Go to Blinds.com.
Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. A woman whose fiancé ordered a tie in pocket square from Gap Incorporated chain Banana Republic says they were astonished at what they got in the mail instead. Confidential employee files, including social security numbers, W-2s, resignation letters, and doctor's notes. Packaged arrived at Emily Dreyfus's Massachusetts home yesterday. San Francisco-based Gap Incorporated said today it would release a statement. Dreyfus His father is actor Richard Dreyfus. KSFO traffic. We have some type of a spill that has closed Howard Street between 4th and 7th Streets in San Francisco to all traffic. That's including bicycles. It occurred around 5 p.m. and is causing vehicles and bicycles to lose traction on the roadway. KSFO weather. We'll have some partly cloudy skies in the morning. Sunny by the afternoon. 60s at the beaches to the upper 80s inland. With the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Carolyn Burns on Talk 560 KSFO.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Where did everybody go?
They saw my truck and ran for it.
Who are you?
I'm a Pacific Coast termite inspector, and you're toast.
Why's that?
Because we're the leading orange oil specialist in California. A quick and easy way to eradicate termites for those who don't want a tent.
These guys are cheap, cheap, cheap.
Oh, it's much less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
What does eradicate mean?
Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite or rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite, oh no, with Pacific Coast Termites around.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone butt call. 1-800-293-9219. That's 1-800-293-9219. When you call the Direct Student Aid hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Direct Student Aid can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Direct Student Aid will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-9219. Direct Student Aid has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-9219 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-9219.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves. And neither should you on the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
What you have is a gang running America, and they're running amok. You have government anarchy at every level. They answer to nobody except their bosses, except their bosses, except their bosses. They tell the people, drop dead. So we don't have even a mock democracy. There's not even a scintilla of a mock democracy. There's nothing left in the country that even has a semblance of a nation where the people's voice counts. Can anyone listening to this program, whether you're in Ellenville, New York, San Francisco, Marin County, Los Angeles, do I have to name every town I'm in, every city, every ville? I don't have to name them. Is there anyone listening to this show who could tell me that they are represented by a congressperson who will listen to them and do what they need done? Whether it be individually or collectively, can anyone listening to this show tell me that Congress has not been hollowed out under Obama into nothing but a group of lobbyists and low-paid lobbyists at that? So, yeah, the news is pretty terrible, and I'm not going to agitate over it. What we've got left is ridicule. I intend to heap scorn upon these bums on every show. Why? Because it's still legal. It won't be. Oh, no. No, no. They're going to soon outlaw scorn and ridicule because we're moving into a fascist dictatorship in the country, as sure as I'm sitting here. Why? Because the head of the snake is Obama, who is by nature a dictator. And he's gotten away with everything he's tried to do so far without exception. He's about to get away with the greatest destruction of America, which is granting amnesty to 30 to 50 million illegal aliens. It will be the end of everything you know as you know it. The hospitals will be finished. The schools will be decimated. There'll be nothing left. So all we have is satire and scorn. And as John Dryden wrote way back in 1681, and he was a satirist, Dryden, but it was a time when you could be disemboweled for satire. You could be quartered for satire. So he had to be clever about it. So Dryden wrote, "The true end of satire is the amendment of vice by correction. And he who writes honestly is no more an enemy to the offender than the physician to the patient when he prescribes harsh remedies to an inveterate disease." John Dryden, 1681. Okay? So why am I reading that to you? Because we're going to use satire, we're going to use sarcasm, we're going to use scorn to tell you who these liars are. Just calling him liar isn't enough. You have to heap scorn on the Rubios, on the Boehners, on the Schumers, on the Obamas. You must scorn them. You must ridicule them. It's all we've got left. It's our only power. And you say, well, what can you achieve by that? Can you shame them out of office? No, I doubt it. But at least maybe you won't have a heart attack. That's all. In fact, going forward on the show tonight and from now on, I am going to tell you that the only thing left is to figure out how to live with this disaster. How to live through it all. Because believe it or not, other nations have been overrun by immigrants before, and they didn't exactly survive. Most of them deteriorated and degenerated, incidentally, especially when there were masses of uneducated individuals unwilling to learn the language of the land or to pledge loyalty to the land. Those nations disappeared. We have become, in essence, Mexico North, and what is going on in Mexico will be going on in your town. Police will be hung from lampposts. Mark my words, 10 years from now, the police will be corrupted. The police will be killed. There'll be wholesale kidnapping, wholesale slaughter in this country, all because of the biggest fraud in the country, who is Rubio. Rubio is a chameleon, a fraudster, a trickster, and a con man. And I've said it from day one. And how Rush and his followers can repeat that Rubio is our best hope shows you who they are.
That was from Monday. I thought you'd get a little blast from the past on the Savage Nation. I thought you'd appreciate the Monday show, which many of you missed. But okay, you get it later on a Friday. Welcome back to Cafe Sauvage. 855-400-7282. We're talking about a number of different topics, from Syria to the Soprano star Last Supper, which you don't have to be a genius, but I told you there was no doubt he got off the plane and ate like a Hazza. That's old German for pig. Are you blaming him for his heart attack? No. It happens to millions of people every day of the week across the globe, but they should know better. You don't get off an airplane after flying across an ocean and then jump into a meal like that. I told you what you do. You go to bed. You have a glass of water and go to sleep. And you sleep. What's with everybody's in so a hurry? Did you see what he ate? I'm not going to read it again. The seven drinks, the greasy food, then the foie gras. Look, he was covering something up inside that was killing him to have to drink like that. Well, I remember when the kid, who knows, he was traveling with his son and his sister. God bless them. It's not easy traveling with a child, a young child, 13. And maybe he couldn't, I don't know, whatever. He was just nervous from the trip. I took the kids to Disneyland when they were young. I thought I needed drugs. It was the craziest, worst day of my life. That was very hard. Disneyland, because I don't like the cacophony, the disorder. I don't like people in strange costumes and the pushing and the shoving. So, I mean, I was looking to relieve me. There was no alcohol there at the time. Couldn't wait to get back to the hotel rooms. I can sympathize why you had to have the 8 shots. 855-4-7. Why'd he take it? Oh, to see his roots. He went to Italy to see his roots. All right, look, he's from Italy. Did any of you read A Time for War? You know one of the best scenes in my novel is when Abe Cohen, the liberal character from North Beach, the poster man, gets eaten by sharks. Did you read that scene? I'm going to read it to you now because I think that many of you didn't read the book. Some of you did. It's page 120 of A Time for War, Michael Savage. Now, remember, there's a lot of great characters. Abe Cohen is the counter character. He's a left-winger who always argues with my special forces hero, Doc Mattson. Abe Cohen was texting while he guided his quarter-century-old boat out into the bay headed for the Pacific. He was still arguing with Doc Mattson as they had been for years via evolving forms of technology. First mail, then phone, email, and now texting. About what Abe saw as the tragedy of America's dilution, Doc, who actually traveled the world and witnessed it firsthand, saw the change as the globalization of American values. Abe felt that Doc was happy because he always had a war to fight somewhere. But Abe, the old hippie, mourned his long-gone free love era when men wore nothing more feminine than beads and women went topless and they had normal recreational sex with each other. How can you say that, you hypocrite? Doc had texted early that morning. Freedom is freedom. That's why I fight, to help make people free. Abe had replied, true freedom is without structure. It is not organized, state-approved segregation, which is what we have now. The marketers and banks all support it. They carve out ethnic groups, financial groups, sexual orientations. It helps them target their buyers and sell more goods. That got Doc started on the need for capitalism, investment, cash as the engine for economic growth. All the things Jack Hatfield used to promote on his talk show. So Abe replied with, you're a tool of the man, Doc. Then he was out of cell phone range. Peace at last. Doc wasn't wrong about everything. Abe the hippie knew that. Abe remembered the end of the free love era vividly, how freedom and love had mutated into something ugly, how every little need and aberration sought legitimacy, choosing to control and be controlled. It started with the Gay Liberation Front at the tail end of the 60s, with its promulgation not just of male-male sex, but everything that went with it. Makeup for men and the manscaping of bodily hair, domestic partnerships and the adoption of children, and finally, gay marriage. That was not the free love he grew up on. It was the institutionalization and proselytization of a way of life, the kind of thing that gnawed at the foundations of society. Then there were minorities fighting for their share of attention, their permissive legislation.
illegal immigrants, African Americans, Muslim Americans, hyphenates of every stripe. It had reached the point where an old singer's transgendered offspring had been attacked as being misogynist by another fanatic actor couple's child who had it chopped off, or was it sewn on, to become their new son or new daughter. Liberalism was no longer a progressive ideal. It had become a mental disorder. Now the latest annoyance. They were all banding together to fight a new enemy, capitalism, under yet another banner, the vague, messy, annoying Occupy Wall Street movement that only compounded the noise. More loud, shrill voices demanding immediate action from someone about something. Page 121 of A Time for War by the genius Michael Savage. He missed the days when everyone chilled and went with the flow. That's why these weekly getaways on his boat were essential. He loved his store and its ties to the glory days of human freedom, when Haight-Ashbury was literally in flower, and he loved his old-school radical clients, the true anarchists, the libertarians. They didn't want to erect new rules to govern new pockets of entitlement. They were all about taking rules down. Abe typically went out to the Farallon Islands to watch a society that managed to function without rules. He envied the elephant seals. They lived for about 20 years, most of which time they spent eating, swimming, and having sex. It was just like the 60s. And there was the risk factor that reminded him of the old days. Just as he and his communal friends had to watch out for the cops, the elephant seals had to watch out for the sharks. He throttled down as he neared the southeastern tip of the Farallon Island group. He looked out the window of the pilot house, couldn't see clearly because of the spray, and went out to the foredeck. He leaned against the rail, fished a pack of camels from his shirt pocket. He was about to light one when he saw something drifting in the water. He turned, unlatched the boat hook from the railing. He stretched it forward, snagged the object that was eddying around the prow. It was a piece of tan blazer, part of a sleeve, it seemed, with blood on the soggy cuff. He started to bring it aboard, at the same time looking around for any other detritus. Bang! Abe felt the punch in his left thigh, just below the hip. He heard a crack in the distance, quickly forgot it as his torso went left, his legs went right, and he literally bent sideways in the middle. He dropped the boat hook in the water and fell on the deck on his right side, his mouth tense and his chest heaving. He was distracted by a terrible pulsing heat where he'd felt the punch. He turned his eyes toward his legs, saw his jeans staining brown with red drops forming quickly and dripping onto the deck. There was a ragged hole in the middle of the stain. What the heck? He extended his left arm toward the hole, wincing, his hand trembling. He thought absurdly that he'd been bitten by a bug or a seabird, or that he had somehow caught the hook on his leg without realizing it. Then he remembered the sharp report he'd heard. He looked through the port side railing, saw someone running toward him. It was a man in a blue wetsuit. He was carrying a rifle in his right hand, a pistol in the other. It made no sense. Someone had shot him? Hey, Abe said, intending to shout, but his voice sounded like a rough whisper. His vision started to swim. Blood continued to flow from the wound. The man was on board. Now he went below. Abe's head was lying on the deck. He heard the man's footsteps through the flooring. Then they were on deck and coming toward Abe. He looked at the interloper. The man was Asian. He was still carrying the weapons. He set them down near Abe, then knelt beside him. Abe smelled gunpowder. Okay, he thought, I've been shot by accident. The man's going to help me. Abe cried out in pain as the man picked him up roughly under the arms. Careful, Abe croaked. Careful. His head was swimming now. The stabbing hot pain in his leg was all that kept him awake. He felt himself being hoisted up, pushed against the railing. He thought the man was trying to get him onto his feet so he could take him below. The world turned around as Abe was pitched headlong over the rail. He splashed hard on his back, in the water, the sea filling his lungs, as his arms made a brief spastic effort to keep him from sinking. His eyes were open as the blue-green darkness was tinged with red. He sank, thinking he should text Doc about this, wondering where his phone was, his fingers clutching for it, and then the water suddenly feeling very, very solid. He was being pushed against something sideways. Someone was holding his leg, trying to pull him out. Then he spun and was facing down, the pain in his leg spreading to his waist. He felt a sharp electric jolt across his belly and right thigh. Abe did not know he was dead below the waist. Mercifully, he did not feel the shark muzzle that buried itself in the cavity of his lower body, eating him from the inside. He did not feel the other sharks close on him, tearing at his arms, his torso, his face. Abe Cohen was already dead. A Time for War by Michael Savage, my novel. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Privacy, a thing of the past. Right, it's shocking, but true. Privacy in America, virtually dead. We now know the government's NSA agency has been snooping on search engines, social networks, even private cell phone calls, all in the name of national security. Yeah, right. Well, what's next? Mind police? And when it comes to financial privacy, forget about it. That's why, listen to me, I turned to gold. It's one of the last remaining forms of private wealth on Earth. But my friends at Swiss America tell me all gold is not created equal. So if your financial privacy is important to you, call Swiss America today for their free right to own gold report at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Find out if you own the right type of gold that's invisible to prying government snoops before this window of opportunity slams shut. Right now you can own gold. 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN, and get in on it now. Stand up for your rights. Get the right to own gold report free before your privacy becomes a thing of the past. 800-BUY-COIN.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year, with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-426-7119. That's 800-426-7119. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-426-7119 today.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Friday and an open line Friday. Look forward to talking with you 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us on KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I'm taking your calls now on many topics at 855-407-282. Let's go to Joan on WABC in New York City. Joan, go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Joan, I'm with you every night from 9 to 11.
Thank you.
I was really very disappointed and heartbroken, actually, that Vince Flynn died.
The same night as Gandolfini, he died?
Yeah, and you know what? My husband called me at work this morning. It was in the obituary in Newsday. This mainstream media will bury anything conservative. And
yeah, Vince Flynn was a thriller writer, as I am, but he was very conservative. I guess he didn't count. He didn't exist.
He developed named Mitch Rapp. That was an American hero, big terrorism fighter.
Right. Have you read any of my novels with Jack Hatfield?
No, I haven't. But I love.
All right, well, I'm going to send you a copy of A Time for War. Thanks for tipping the hat on that one. Vince Flynn was a fine writer. Of course, his characters were too American for the illiterate in the media business. 855-407-282. Let's go to John on WABC. John, on the immigration question, go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael Savage. I just wanted to tell you that I work on my Jaguar while I listen to you every night. I'm restoring an old Jaguar. It's a great.
Really? Which model?
It's a XJC Coupe.
Wow, that's a very complicated V8 engine, isn't it?
No. It had a 12-cylinder. But
oh, my God. They're murder. Those V12 Jags are very complicated.
Very complicated, but I've done away with the 12-cylinder, and I've put a Chevy.
Now you're talking. But okay, so fine. So you're a mechanic, and you're an intelligent man, and you disagree on immigration. Go ahead and make your point, please.
The thing about immigration is, you know, in the 70s, the birth rate was really low. And I was born in the 70s. And the economic reality is there just aren't enough people born in the 70s that are middle age to sustain the economy.
Okay, let's take that argument because it's a very reasonable, rational argument. You're saying because the birth rate was low, we need immigration.
Very low in the 70s.
Okay, and we need immigration. I would agree that we need immigration. But wouldn't a sane and rational society select the types of immigrants that they want? Wouldn't they select the categories of workers that they need rather than a wholesale willy-nilly amnesty for 30 million people, many of whom don't even work?
Well, I think the market selected the type of people.
No, well, wait a minute. The market didn't select anything.
Have baby
if
workers.
Let's say this. If the man is working as a waiter or a gardener, do you think his wife is also working? Or is she home making as many anchor babies as she can, as quickly as she can?
Well, I think that's true. The Yankee Bay.
All right. So what I'm saying is, let's be rational about our immigration needs and our immigration desires. Not just say we're going to grant amnesty to all the people because they're all so wonderful. It's rubbish. They're not all so wonderful.
I
first you go through.
Makes sense.
First you go through the 25 or 30 million that are here. Never mind 11. That's an invented number. It's an estimate by the liars. So it's got to be 22 to 30. That's to start with. How many are working? How many are actually working on the farms, in the hotels, in the factories? That's one thing. Then how many are not working, living off the fat of the land? Has anyone done that analysis?
Oh, I think, I think empirically in my observations, I think, employment for the Mexicans we have here in Staten Island is very high. And unfortunately, they do work, and they do...
But wait, my friend, no one is criticizing Mexican nationals, nor how hard they work. You got to be a fool to say that. I am talking about those who don't work, who are living at home and are living off the fat of the land. And I'll throw another piece of data at you that has been conveniently forgotten by John McCain and Mr. Rubio. Approximately 30% of all prisoners in our prisons are illegal aliens who committed a felony here. They're not working, are they? So what, are they going to give amnesty now to the prisoners as well? Did anyone ask about that little fact? You see, you're a mechanic and you're a rational man. You know where the parts are to the Jaguar. Why doesn't the leadership know where the parts are to our immigration policy? Thank you for the call. See, I appreciate logic. I'll have a discussion any day, any time with anyone. Of course there's an argument for skilled labor if we need it, if you can't get it here. But I'd argue you don't need to import skilled labor. How about the millions of kids who are going to school who don't belong in academic programs? Open up trade schools and put them into trade schools. We had them when I was a kid at Jamaica High School. There were three types of high schools. There was the commercial for kids who wanted to go into the low end of business. There was the technical or vocational high school. The kids who didn't have a head for books, they learned a skill and a trade. And then there was the academic route for the kids who planned to go to college. That's all gone. So you don't have to import people to do the jobs. You can train American people who are sitting doing nothing. That's what a rational president would do. I'm not running for office. This is Cafe Savage. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
This is the all-new Hot Talk 560 KSFO San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, a Cumulus station.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is Friday, June 22nd, 2013. And here is what's on michaelsavage.com. As I told you last night, and I'm not proud to report it, the soprano star who died of a massive heart attack in Italy guzzled at least 8 drinks during his final meal. You won't believe this. Did you hear this? Well, I told you he probably flew there and ate like a pig. James Gandolfini had dinner in Rome's outdoor neighborhood, right, the night before his sudden death. He struggled with booze addiction in his final weeks, but listen to what he ate. He scarfed down a Last Supper that included at least 8 alcoholic drinks. According to the New York Post, Gandolfini guzzled 4 shots of rum, that's 4 shots of rum, 2 pina coladas, and 2 beers during dinner with his son, while he ate the following, listen to this, fried king prawns, and a large portion of foie gras. That's horrible garbage. It's artery death. He apparently had attended AA meetings on Perry Street in the West Village over the last few weeks, but people there said they didn't think he was serious about getting sober. Someone said, I can confirm he has been known to blow lines and drink like an Irish sailor on weekend leave, said another source. Case closed. He was a great actor, probably a nice guy, but the guy was on a suicide run. At least he was living a suicidal lifestyle, according to what I could read. I mean, how can you order 2 pina coladas with 2 additional shots of rum on the side? That's a man desperate to get drunk. Then another identical round, a pina colada and 2 shots of rum. Then 2 beers during dinner. And then back-to-back orders of fried prawns slathered with mayonnaise chili sauce. And then to top it off, a heaping portion of foie gras. According to New York Post, he ate the entire meal himself. What am I saying? I'm saying, you know, you live that way, you know, that's what's going to happen. It's sad but true. Anyway, also on michaelsavage.com, the No Spine Zone by O'Reilly supports the amnesty bill. Bill O. Leprechaun supports the amnesty bill. This just in, the FAA has given approval for people to use cell phones on airplanes. The FCC just passed a rule to relax the ban on the use of in-flight personnel electronics. The worst idea I've ever heard in my life. There are going to be homicides and suicides on the airplanes. Not to say insane people. On Friday, late today, the FAA said it is expected to relax the ban on use of some personal electronic devices at low altitudes and on runways. as a result of an FAA study group's review. That's nonsense. It's because the cell phone companies want more revenue, idiot. There's no review. It's no review. It's a country where lobbyists get what they want. The same people who were spying on you with the government went to the government and said, all right, let him use the idiot. Let the idiots talk on the runway. Flyers, that is big mouth flyers with big yaps, long frustrated with having to turn off and stow their gadget, pushing away, will be expected to use devices such as cell phones, tablets, and e-readers when the plane is at a low altitude, as well as during takeoff and landing. Well, you say, all right, well, there's nothing wrong with an e-book, nothing wrong with a laptop, nothing wrong with a tablet, but a cell phone? A cell phone? According to a statement obtained by Fixed News, well, I don't want to read it to you. I think it's the dumbest idea I've ever seen. How do you feel about that? You want to hear your neighbor talking on the runway? So, look, I just got in from Cleveland. Yeah. We'll be in Newark in about 35 minutes. You got the pasta fazool on? Oh, it was good. I did my nails in the parlor there. Yeah, you want to listen to that? Now, the next guy's going to have to raise his voice. Can you hear me? I'm on the plane. Yeah, I just got in. Yeah, we came in from Rome. It was unbelievable. Oh, you can't believe it. Can you hear me? That's what you want? It's not bad enough, the yentas on the airplanes and the big mouths? How do you like that? Are you for it or against it? One of the stories I found last night that got me, it didn't get me upset. Almost nothing gets me upset anymore because I expect the worst to get even worser. I hope it's still here. Where's the one on O'Reilly, the leprechaun? Here, no spine zone. O'Reilly supports amnesty bill. That's all. He came out in favor of it. I named it the no spine zone a long time ago. That's why the big guy doesn't ever want me on Fox. He banned me from Fox News. Oh, he got mad that I called him a leprechaun. Can you blame him? Then he got mad that I called it the no spine zone. Can you blame him? But can you blame me? I don't mind he has to make a buck, but what does he have to disguise himself for what he isn't? Whatever. He's not my enemy. I hope I'm not his. But the no spine zone, Bill O. Leprechaun, apparently supports the amnesty bill. That's it. That's the story. So let's lighten up a bit. It's Friday night. No one's listening. I could see already by the callers. The only thing I'm getting are the people who are drunk and they've listened all day long to everyone else, the others, and they went home. They're at a movie. They went roller skating, ice skating. They went clubbing. Is there a normal person listening? I could tell you right now it's the low-hanging fruit show because I would have expected a couple of, you know, hot calls on Syria cell phones. I'm starting to think people listening never don't even have cell phones. The listeners to my show right now, the shut-ins who don't go out on Friday night, they don't even know what they hear. They call it a walkabout phone. They don't even know what it is. Well, Mike, the last time I used one was in the mountains of North Korea in Pyongyang. Back in 52, we had them. They were quite big then. And walkabout phones have come down in size. I don't want one of them myself. Obama's Syria about phone. I don't know what Syria is. Dems hoodwinking illegals. They don't know what hoodwinking means. Sopranos Last Supper. They never heard of it because they don't have cable. And the Dems are hoodwinking the illegals for their own gain because the illegals are going to gain nothing they don't already have except the right to pay taxes. They don't even know it. See, they're triangulating everybody and screwing everybody, the politicians. They're smarter than you think. They're going to get a perennial Democrat majority, and the illegals are going to get to pay taxes because they have all the benefits already. What benefits are they going to get? None. They get the right to pay taxes. It's amazing. And they're, we're going to help you out. Yeah, vote for us. What do you mean help us out? Wait a minute. I was getting away with murder before. Every dime I sent home to Mexico or Nicaragua, I put in my own pocket. I didn't pay a nickel in taxes or Social Security. I used the hospital when my kid had a runny nose. I got free medical. I got free legal. Now I'm going to get nothing but the right to pay 20% taxes? Yeah, right. Step right up this way to the egress. But all right, no one wants to listen to Mike Savage. What does he know? I don't want to talk about immigration, though, because it's all day long. It's the Johnny-come-latelys all day long. They think you care about it. You do care about it. I care about it, but the fix is in. What are you going to do about it? You live in a dictatorship. The corrupt Democrat Socialist Party USA, from the state house to the city house to the federal house, is gone. You got King Obama flying around now. the $100 million trip to Africa is coming up. What a disgrace. What a disgrace. Another president would be in prison for this, the way he's abusing his privilege, abusing the White House and the privilege of the office. It's disgusting. But because of the lack of journalists, that's what we have. The lack of journalistic integrity. They know that he shouldn't be doing that. He's abusing it. There's no reason for him to be in Africa, especially with a family. Even if there was a reason for him to go after Germany, okay, he could have met the African leaders in Germany since he's missed the big. He's the big shot. They could have flown them up. He could have sent them up. It would have been cheaper to bring them all into Germany to a hotel. What's he go to Africa for? It's to indulge himself. That's all. Well, you don't care about that. What do you care? You know, it's hard to care about so many insults when you have such a profligate, incompetent, lying. Let's see if I can add another adjective. Duplicitous. Let me throw one more in to the mix. Incompetent, I used already. False pacifist in the White House. What do you expect? Any other adjectives you'd like to throw in? Because there are quite a few flying around the Internet. All right, I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
This is important. A huge hushed-up conspiracy is about to turn your life upside down in the coming months. The media is not saying a word because it will generate mass hysteria and chaos, but we're exposing the truth in a controversial video on Prepped.com. This video connects the dots on the terrible incidents that happened just when Obama is after the biggest gun control push in decades. This will make even the most tough-minded patriot's blood curl. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know the secret information will survive and thrive. To get the inside scoop, go online to Prepped.com. Watch the video before they force us to take it down. Remember, it's Prepped.com. That's PREPPED.com. On the web at Prepped.com. Do it now. On the web at Prepped.com. More than 325,000 people watched the video, and some are now screaming on Facebook that it's the conspiracy of the century. All shocking details exposed only on Prepped.com. Go there now.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Identity Guard services are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical conditions.
My identity theft anxiety was so bad, I broke out in hives every time I went shopping online.
I started shaking every time I was asked to enter my credit card number. I had it bad.
Identity theft anxiety affects millions of Americans, but it doesn't have to affect you.
That's when my doctor recommended Identity Guard.
Identity Guard Identity Theft Protection was rated best in prevention, and it costs less than a dollar a day.
With Identity Guard, I live life on my terms.
Let Identity Guard give you powerful, effective relief from identity theft anxiety for less than a dollar a day. Just visit identityguard.com/dollar. Act now, and we'll add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your children for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all or just pay part of what you owe or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Where is Governor Brown tonight? Where would he be? I'm trying to imagine where. Would Dianne Feinstein be tonight where? Where would she be? In one of the empty post offices that Richard Blum is getting the rights to sell? Are they reviewing the post office? They didn't pay a dime for them. The U.S. owns them. They're fully paid off. And his real estate firm has the non-exclusive, non-bid right to sell the post offices off, probably to his friends. Can you believe this? I never heard anything like this in my life. We had a whole set piece on it last night. Not a word in the local non-newspaper. This is made for a newspaper. Not one word in any newspaper. How is this possible in a non-banana republic? I ask myself every day. How is it possible? So where would Dianne Feinstein be tonight? In one of the post offices, having a drink with Richard Blum, celebrating their latest coup, the $100 million. She estimated that they'd make $100 or $120 million in commissions. I don't know if it's true or not. It's a small number. But still, $120 million doesn't grow on trees. I mean, it's small to them, considering what the kind of money they've raked in. But, you know, there's nothing illegal with this, just because apparently it was a no-bid contract and because she's a senator and he's the husband, there should be laws against nepotism. There's no law against it. How can there be a law against it when there's no laws at all? Since we've gone from the rule of law to the rule of coleslaw under Obama and the corrupt machine, what do you mean illegal? What's illegal? The only thing illegal is to complain about the illegalities that they impose upon us. The only thing illegal is to complain about the spying on us, then that becomes a crime. You see, they brought charges against the poor guy Snowden. Oh, man, is he in trouble. You knew they'd throw the book at him because he blew the whistle on them. Yep, he blew the whistle on what they're doing, spying on us. Unbelievable. 855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation. Do I have a live one out there? Modesto, California on KSFO. Jeremy, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Mr. Savage, thank you for taking my phone call.
Yes, and what might be on your mind tonight, Jeremy?
You know what,
Jeremy?
I wanted to respond to Joe that had called earlier. It was disheartening to hear his woes with women, and I remember thinking like him. And there's a term for that. It's called an average frustrated chump. And basically, Mr. Savage, Joe doesn't know what the game is. And the game is very, very simple. Can I tell you how simple it is?
Well, go ahead.
There are three rules in the game when it comes to meeting women. One, attraction is not a choice. A woman is either attracted to you or she's not, and vice versa. Two, the game is always on. You meeting a woman and asking her out and having a successful relationship is possible on every facet of your daily happenings. Three, if she's talking to you, she's probably interested.
So what's the point to Joe? What if he's let's say he's an ugly little guy and no one likes him. So he's never going to meet anybody.
Well, you know, Plato was an ugly little guy, and he had women fawning all over him.
That's right, because it's really not about the body. It's about the mind and the personality.
It is. Joe needs to take a hard look in the mirror and ask himself, would I date myself?
Oh, my God.
That's a hard one to ask, because then you really need to look on how you're presenting yourself.
Sounds like you've been through, have you been through, like, dating therapy or something?
There's a wonderful gentleman by the name of David D'Angelo who breaks it down. And, you know, because of the breakdown of, you know, the nuclear family, you know, the dad is gone, the child is raised with just the mother, they don't get to see the dynamics of how a man and a woman interact. So,
right. But I'm saying, so what, this guy teaches people how men and women should interact?
No, more about how the whole, he starts off on a very...
But let's cut to the chase, since we don't know each other. It's a great call, very interesting. You yourself, have you had successful relationships, would you say?
I'm currently in a very successful relationship right now.
And you owe it to this kind of thinking, this philosophy of dating?
You know what? I was having trouble, and it came down to the confidence factor. Like Joe said, he has no confidence. And so I thought to myself, well, why don't I have confidence? Because I'm not good at anything. So I set out to learn things and become good at things. So I became a DJ and briefly played in San Francisco and the Bay Area. I started studying martial arts so that I could feel confident that I could protect myself, because it starts from...
So you went through self-improvement. You were like the 98-pound weakling that I used to see in the back of comic books, who had sand kicked in his face. I mean, when I was a kid, we used to see comic book ads for Joe Atlas, and said, don't be a 98-pound weakling, and they would show a guy getting sand... I'm thinking back now. Sand kicked in his face on a beach while the girls were tittering at him, and the other guys were mocking him, right? And then in the next few panels, he picked up barbells. He followed Atlas's advice, and he became a weightlifter. He grew muscles. And in the last panel, all the girls are surrounding him, and his head is swelling with pride. I mean, that's basically the story, isn't it?
Well, I'm not going to say that I was swelling or anything like that. I'm an average...
Let me tell you, it's very funny. I was a small kid, and I had to build myself up mentally, physically, and every other way. I'll never forget when I was 16 and 15 in high school, I was weightlifting, and I had developed myself into quite a powerful little kid. I was never overly built, but I was strong as hell, very wiry. And I'll never forget the cut one of the girls gave in passing. They were such sharp cutters, those girls. God, they deserve what they got in life. She said to me and my friends who were working out in the gym or whatever, we were wearing V-shirts at that time that showed off the chest and the arms. She said, oh, I don't know. I think all weightlifters are insecure. That's what she said. That was a devastating remark. How she wound up in life, I don't know. Probably married her girlfriend in sorority at Syracuse University. I really don't know. But that was the statement. And in a way, there was a certain truth to that. Some of the most insecure men I've ever met were the ones who not only lifted weights, but did so to excess, took steroids, pumped their bodies up looking like almost like a piece of dough that blew up. They didn't look right to me.
Well, no.
Anyway, we'll move on. I thank you very much. I hope it helps all of the losers out there meet somebody. There's another big topic here that I'm going to get to in a minute. It's too much for you on a Friday night. So Obama backed down. He flip-flopped. He reversed himself. This is from the World Tribune. President Barack Obama, less than a week after approving U.S. military aid to Sunni rebels, has backed away from proposals meant to oust Syrian President Bashar Assad. In other words, the Russians moved in, and he moved out. In his first interview on the subject with Charlie Rose, he acknowledged that he was skeptical over measures to restrain Assad's military amid its offensive against the rebels. In other words, he found out that they're going to kick the rebels behinds and kick them out, and Assad's going to win, and he doesn't want to be on the losing side. Moreover, the Russians, who have a big naval base there, said, go ahead, make our day. And so we have the weakest, most duplicitous president in American history, wrecking the entire Middle East. The arc of unrest now rages from Libya to Syria, all because of, are you ready? In my opinion, George Soros' funding, Zbigniew Brzezinski's architecture, Hillary Clinton's selling, and Obama's enacting. That's a complete sentence.
Join the Savage Nation.
Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123savage.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123savage.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123savage.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123savage.com before they force me to shut it down. 123savage.com.
Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. Castroville man has been sentenced to 25 years to life in prison for beating an infant girl to death and burying her in her diaper bag. Monterey County DA officials say 47-year-old Jesus Espinosa said it came after his conviction for assaulting and killing a child under 8 years old who was in his care. The disappearance of 10-month-old Angel Negron in February prompted a statewide manhunt for Espinosa. He was not the girl's biological father. KSFO traffic right now looks like in Santa Rosa area, College Avenue on-ramp southbound 101. There's a solo spin-out, and it is blocking the left lane of that on-ramp. KSFO weather, partly cloudy skies in the morning, sunny skies by the afternoon, 60s at the beaches, mid to upper 80s inland. Right now in San Francisco, 59 degrees, partly cloudy skies. With the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Joe Putnam here at my huge GM pre-owned center in Burlingame, where I've got over 50 pre-owned cars and trucks that still have the balance of the factory warranty. Take the worry out of buying a pre-owned car or truck. Come to Putnam GM in Burlingame or shop online at putnamgm.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is America's top acne system because it works. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Proactiv heals your acne and helps prevent new breakouts. We're looking for 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactiv works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactiv risk-free and get free shipping. Visit GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-583-7671. That's 1-800-583-7671.
Hi, everybody. This is your friend, Geraldo Rivera. I'd love you to listen to me now. The victims of the Oklahoma tornadoes are in need of our help. MyPillow and the Salvation Army want to make an impact. So during the month of June, for every pillow purchased at a discounted price, MyPillow will donate one to the victims of this natural disaster. MyPillow pillows are the best in the world. They don't lose their shape. You get a 10-year warranty, so get a great product and help our friends in Oklahoma. Go to WABCRadio.com. That's right, WABCRadio.com, and click on the Cumulus My Pillow banner or call them at 800-295-1232. That's 800-295-1232. Don't wait. WABCRadio.com and click on the Cumulus My Pillow banner or call them at 800-295-1232. Help a fellow American today.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit habitat.org.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Friday and an open line Friday. Look forward to talking with you 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us on KSFO.
You know, I've been warning you about Obama the Destroyer in all of my books, and especially in my, you know, I got to tell you, in my current novel, A Time for War, I've warned you about China. Well, Obama the Destroyer is now cutting our nuclear arsenal, and how his national security plans, so-called, are not doing much to keep our nation safe, so much as these plans are designed to keep a spying eye on we the people. It's the reverse of what they're saying. They become the communist snoop state. Well, joining us now on the Savage Nation to tell you what she sees going on is former Reagan Security Council member Karna Bodman. Karna, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Oh, Michael, it's always great to be with you and to discuss these issues that are really important.
Having worked for Ronald Reagan, what do you think about Obama's plan for cutting our nuclear arsenal down to levels we haven't seen since the 1950s?
Terrible proposition. At the G8, where, of course, he was meeting with other heads of state, Obama talked about cutting our nuclear forces by a third. Now, here's why his ideas are just all wrong. Well, first of all, we already gave up a lot of leverage in the most recent New START treaty. We had one. We don't need to give up any more. Number two, in that treaty, they downgraded the verification programs. What that means is it's harder now for us to verify what Russia is doing. Remember the line that Reagan had, trust but verify? Actually, that's the title of the new thriller I'm writing. I just love the line. But, hey, back to the numbers. If we had lower numbers, we would have to completely redo all of our targeting programs. But most important, here's the deal. Remember President Reagan's other line, peace through strength? That's what we need, not a hope for peace through weakness.
Look, we're making major cuts to our nukes while other countries are building theirs up. How is this keeping the United States safe?
It doesn't make any sense at all. Obama was talking about our forces versus Russian forces specifically. And, yeah, well, it used to be that the United States and the Soviet Union then were the major nuclear powers. Well, today, you know, Michael, there's some 30 countries with weapons and missiles that could be have some sort of an effect on America.
What effect will Obama's cutting our nukes have on North Korea, China, Pakistan, or Russia?
Obama's ideas would simply embolden those countries, which, you know, they already have nukes. Pakistan has perhaps 100 or so. That's a published number. But, look, it would also, think about this, undermine our allies and make them nervous. South Korea, for example, relies on our nuclear umbrella. And the less we lead, the more countries will want to develop their own weapons for fear that we won't have their back.
Do you think that just because Obama's going to reduce our weapons supplies, other countries will follow suit? That would be like asking the police departments to throw their guns away, hoping the criminals do.
Of course not. Obama seems to have this crazy idea, translate what it sort of sounds like is unilateral disarmament with the hope that the rest of the world will follow suit. But, you know, Michael, hope is a very poor military strategy.
How does any of this nonsense play into the issue of missile defense?
Well, that's an issue that I really feel very strongly about, having served in the Reagan White House, as you know, all during the time that he came up with that that particular strategy. Now, when Obama came into office, it was very evident he was not a fan of missile defense, which actually, when you think about it, is a great deterrent to the buildup of nuclear weapons. I mean, look, if other tyrants or countries that don't like us know that we can shoot down their weapons with continued accuracy, with more tests and all that, why would they spend their national treasure developing even more of them? But, okay, looking at our current missile defense systems, we've had over, I think it's something like 35 successful tests against ballistic missile targets. Reagan's dream is coming true. I wish he were alive to see it. But, you see, when he came in, Obama initially cut back on plans to improve and expand our missile defenses. Those had been planned under the George W. Bush administration. But Obama comes in, he tears up an agreement that we had, you remember this, Michael, with our allies, Poland and the Czech Republic, to place interceptors over there. Why? Well, the Russians got upset about it. And what do we get in return from Russia? Zip, nada, nothing. Now, Obama is, I will say this, proposing to go back and expand a little bit, maybe putting some interceptors on our East Coast. But that's going to all be delayed for several more years. It takes a lot of time. If he had gone ahead with the Bush plans, those would have been up there now. And, oh, one other thing. We have word from Moscow that Moscow recently tested a new intercontinental ballistic missile that they specifically designed to defeat our missile defense systems. So we need to work on them, improve them, and test them.
Well, tensions seem to be rising now between Russia and the U.S. over Syria. Isn't this something we need to worry about? I do.
Yes. Whatever happened to Hillary Clinton's reset button, right? Look, the whole situation in Syria is really getting out of hand. If here's just what I believe, and many others have said the same thing. If Obama had moved at the beginning to back moderate forces, which were the original rebel forces, then, and we could have determined, you know, who those were back then. Now many other factions are kind of moving in, so it's kind of hard. But if we had supported the moderate side from the get-go, you would not have this totally one-sided situation. Now, after the whole chemical weapons discussion, where we did have all kinds of information showing that Assad, you know, really did use chemical weapons on his own people, Obama says now that, okay, he'll supply some light weapons to the rebels. Well, big deal. Other countries are already doing that. They need much more than that. And now we have word that he's even backing away from a lot of things that have been talked about, saying no to a no-fly zone. Oh, it's pathetic.
We know this is a Middle East chess game. How do you see it?
Well, yeah, actually, that's a pretty good phrase. I'll tell you what, the columnist I really admired pointed out that on the one hand, you have Russia and Iran, all the Shiites over there, Hezbollah, working to dominate the region by backing Assad. And on the other side, you've got waning influence, not helping the rebels, and other states who are Sunni are quaking about what's going to happen next because, you know, we're not in there. And our really good ally, Jordan, is getting caught up with the refugees and threats and all of that. Talk about a one-sided situation. Look, the bottom line, I think, here is it's a case of regional dominance. It used to be us, but not any longer. We used to have a major influence in the region. And as Krauthammer points out, Obama has thrown it away.
Karna, okay, give us your opinion of what happens next.
Oh, boy, that's really a tough one, Michael. But at least, I will say this. There appears to be a consensus building in Congress for us to do more. I pray this is going to happen soon. But looking way down the road to the future, we need to do two things. It's kind of obvious. We need to work really hard to retake the Senate in 2014, and it's doable. And eventually, obviously, the White House in 2016. Now, look, the only way we're going to reestablish America as a strong country that will protect ourselves and our allies and work to spread freedom around the world, as Reagan used to talk about, is to get rid of the current crowd in power. That's it.
Karna Bodman, you've been in the security business all your life. Where can we read more?
Thank you for asking. Well, of course, Michael, we both write political thrillers. I loved your last one. And my latest novel, Castle Bravo, actually makes a good case for expanding missile defenses, as we've been talking about that. But your listeners can check out my books if they wish or other ideas on my website. It's karnabodman.com. Very simple. K-A-R-N-A, Bodman, B-O-D-M-I-N.com. And, hey, thank you so much for having me on your show again. It's always great to talk with you.
Karna Bodman, thanks again for being on The Savage Nation, and I want to remind the listeners to read A Time for War.
You're welcome.
I'll be right back.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Privacy, a thing of the past. Right, it's shocking, but true. Privacy in America, virtually dead. We now know the government's NSA agency has been snooping on search engines, social networks, even private cell phone calls, all in the name of national security. Yeah, right. Well, what's next? Mind police? And when it comes to financial privacy, forget about it. That's why, listen to me, I turned to gold. It's one of the last remaining forms of private wealth on Earth. But my friends at Swiss America tell me all gold is not created equal. So if your financial privacy is important to you, call Swiss America today for their free right-to-own gold report at 800- 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. Find out if you own the right type of gold that's invisible to prying government snoops before this window of opportunity slams shut. Right now you can own gold. 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. Get in on it now. Stand up for your rights. Get the right to own gold report free before your privacy becomes a thing of the past. 800-BUY-COIN.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.99%, APR 4.16%, that payment could support a $282,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $67,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Security and advisory services through NPC, member FINRA, and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated.
When you start thinking about a financial plan, investment allocation, retirement planning, those are really important things that I've found many people have a hard time taking time to think about all that. Hi, I'm Pat Vitucci, and I'm an independent financial advisor, and I do think about those things, and I can help you. We have 15 offices around the Bay Area. We've conducted many seminars over the years. You can check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming seminars. I'm a local independent financial advisor. I can sit down with you in any of the offices, sort of like a financial health checkup to determine what's important for you. No cost, no obligation. Call me anytime. Pat Vitucci, 800-472-8305. That's Pat Vitucci, 800-472-8305. Or check our website, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Friday and an open line Friday. Look forward to talking with you 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us on KSFO.
I finally broke the code on immigration. The Dems are actually hoodwinking the illegals for the gains of the Democrat Party. So let me begin with the illegal issue. This came to me in the middle of the night. I was thinking, what did the illegal aliens gain from the amnesty bill that is being pushed forward by the Republicrats? The answer is nothing. We keep hearing you're living in the shadows and they can come out of the shadows. Well, it seems to me they have all the benefits they can possibly get anyway. They have free hospital, right? They have free medical. I've gone into the emergency room. They're there. So they have free medical. They get free legal from the ACLU and other left-wing groups. The only thing that they don't get is to pay taxes right now. And the only thing they're going to get with legalization is the wonderful benefit of paying taxes on their income. So they're going to get screwed. The Dems are actually hoodwinking the illegals for the gains of the Democrat Party. What do the illegals gain from getting citizenship? Nothing. They may not actually gain anything from legalization in the long run. They already get Social Security benefits illegally. They get free medical illegally. They get food stamps illegally. And they receive it free of charge. Once they become legal, they'll have to start paying taxes on all of these things. The only thing that they will gain is Obamacare, which, of course, they don't need because they get it in hospitals right now. And the only ones gaining through this will be the Democrat Party. Through the lies and deception of the Democrat Party, they're going to gain a perennial loyal voting base. Okay? And through the guise of helping the illegal alien, the Democrats are simply screwing them to gain power by stepping on those they pretend to help. I'm Michael Savage, the master locksmith of politics in America, and I've just turned the key on all of it. Now let's go on to the next topic, which is near and dear to my heart, which is There Goes My Heart for James Gandolfini, the soprano star who died the other night in Rome. I did a show yesterday where I told you that he probably overindulged after getting off the plane and blew a clot and had a heart attack. Well, you don't have to be a genius to have figured that out. And that's it. Life goes on. He's dead. Well, he was leading a suicidal life by all estimation, Gandolfini. I loved it. I loved his acting. I liked him in other movies. But look, he played the tough guy, and he lived like a tough guy, and he died like a guy who indulged himself. Who eats like that at 51? Usually people stop eating that way at 30, 35. They get cognizant of their mortality, and they become more sane in their dietary. But he had he just didn't control himself. And a lot of people think, you know what? What the heck? I'm going to be the lucky one. I'm not going to die of the heart attack. I'm not going to get the skin cancer, even though I lay in the sun. I'm not going to get lung cancer, even though I smoke dope all the time. I'm not going to get nasopharyngeal cancer, even though I use cocaine all my life. You know what I mean? That's what people, they delight in themselves. You know, the wages of sin is death. Actually, the wages of sin are death. I never understood the grammar of that. I didn't know if Jesus wrote that or somebody wrote it down wrong. I mean, the wages of sin are death. The wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is or are death. Well, you get the picture. But we're all, imperfect. I mean, we all do wrong things. So what are you going to do? We die of something. Would you want to live forever? There is a connection. My father got his heart attack on a vacation. Everyone doesn't understand this. See, during summer vacation, we eat too much, we drink too much, we do too much physically. First of all, the flight alone can kill you. A 12-hour job, a niner. Your time is off. You know, you're 50 years old, whatever. People take, it's nothing, I'll fly there. You have no idea. Then they jump out. Then they're in the middle of the night, it's the morning, and he runs to a restaurant in vacation. I'm not blaming him. And what does he eat? Probably some heavy meal in an Italian restaurant on vacation to let go. Drank too much, and bingo, a clot burst, and he died. That's why vacation heart attacks like the one suffered by TV star Gandolfini are common, by the way. Unfortunately, they're going to do an autopsy, which I don't understand why they have to mutilate his body. Dr. Crandall, chief of the cardiac transplant program at the Palm Beach Cardiovascular Clinic, said a holiday heart attack is a surprisingly common phenomenon, and I agree with him. You eat excessively, you indulge in high fatty foods, the blood thickens, the result is a blood clot, which can rupture, resulting in the blockage of blood flow to the heart, causing heart attack and sudden death. I know it's true. We should do the opposite, a trip unto itself. Well, I don't want to go into it anymore. You get the picture. Just slow down on your vacations. Don't throw yourself into these meals. And when you get to where you're going, for God's sakes, relax for a day or so. No one relaxes for a minute. Do you want to live forever? Let's go to Dan on WABC. Dan, do you want to live forever?
Dr. Savage, good evening from a Shabbos Goy from Brooklyn, who's a retired detective.
You're a retired NYPD detective, I understand. Would you want to live forever?
Absolutely not. Having lived life, having seen the worst of the worst, I'm enjoying the ride now. I'm a very happy man. I meet as many women as I possibly can, and it's a journey. I want it to be finite. And
you want it to be finite? Why? Because you've seen the horrors of humanity?
That's part of it, and I think there's something after this. I don't have a good explanation what I mean by that, but I do feel there's something else. And
all right. So you probably are a believing Christian, correct?
Yeah, I'm a Shabbos Goy Catholic. Yes, I am.
Well, most people don't know what that is. It's a funny line. But you believe in the hereafter, and you know that you're a good man and that you're going to be rewarded in the next life, correct? I think that's beautiful.
Correct.
I believe that's the most beautiful thing a person can believe in. Liberals rip Obama on drone policy. Ho-hum. Cops, pot shop owner tortured by partner. I'm not laughing at the torture. Oh, you mean people in the pot business are kind and gentle? Oh, that's a shocking story. Pot shop co-owner tortured by partner. No, people in the pot business are upstanding citizens. Look, if you're in the pot business, you shouldn't be in the pot business. If they're going to legalize it, the government should sell it. The state of California ought to stop this crap and just legalize the stuff if that's what you want to do, even though you know it's a very dangerous entry-level drug, and sell it in state-run stores and, you know, balance the budget out instead of taking it from us and lower our state taxes. Governor Brown, here's a suggestion. Take the top-end tax from 16% to 8% and tax marijuana, Governor Brown. You'll have an awful lot of new fans. I keep telling you, you know, the big lie is that all immigrants are equal. All cultures are equal. All people are equal. That's so communistic. Lie from the teeth. Let's start with the obvious for those of you who've been brainwashed. Are all people equal? Well, we're born equal. To God, we're all equal. Fine. How about the NFL? Is everyone equal? Of course not. I say that. No, you're either big, strong, brave, very athletic to play basketball, football, baseball, you name it. Oh, but that's different. Oh, really? It's different? Oh, you mean it's different than who gets into Harvard based upon race, sex, gender? Yeah, right. Yeah, they're all equal. Okay, yeah, Harvard. Yeah, everyone's a genius that gets into Harvard. Okay. Nothing's based upon social engineering. So go down the list. No, and now let's go to the cultural thing. Look at the cultures that have come into America. In some ways, all have contributed something, some good, some bad. Every culture has contributed good and bad, some more so good than others and some more so bad than others, right? But all cultures are not equal by any means. No way, no way on that one. So a rational nation would say, hey, look, we're going to absorb 30 million people because the number's not 11. After the amnesty, there's going to be another amnesty. Then the families will be brought in. Okay, they're nice Mesoamerican folks by and large. They have their qualities as people. We know that. There's good and there's bad, and we all know that. I mean, what are you? Let's level with each other. Everyone listening to this show eats a meal that is probably cooked by an illegal alien in a restaurant. Everyone listening to this show who lives in the suburbs probably has their garden done by someone who's not a citizen. Go down the list. We all know that. And you've gotten to know many of these folks. They're like family to you in many ways. Could you look them in the eye and say that they're not good people? No. So that's not the issue of whether they're good or bad. The issue is, can the country absorb 30 million people? Can it afford 30 million people? The answer is no. That's it's as simple as that. And then you have to ask yourself, well, what skills does the country need? Shouldn't we be, you know, bringing people in whose skills we need? What about the millions of people who went to college in America who can't find jobs in their field? What about the poor people who can't even get an entry-level job anymore and are on welfare or food stamps and have lost faith in themselves because they can't even work? Why should they be displaced by cheaper workers? Now, what sane nation would do that to them? Now, here's a big story. 4 days after pledging aid for Syrian rebels, Obama backs down. I saw this story this morning in the World Tribune, and I said, I have to play this interview because no one heard it. It was on Charlie Rose on June 7th, I think. I want you to listen to how he's backtracked on his big mouth commitment to the rebels. First, he said he's going to back the rebels, and now he's saying he's not backing the rebels. He has no goals whatsoever. Then he dismissed the prospect of a no-fly zone, no humanitarian corridors. He came up with an excuse for everything. And the biggest whopper of all, Obama, on this interview was, they said, well, you got to stop the Syrian Air Force from killing the so-called civilians and so-called rebels. He played down the Syrian Air Force and its daily strikes on rebel strongholds. You want to hear what Obama said? He said Syrian fighter jets and helicopters provided by Russia did not represent a significant threat to the rebels. It's a complete lie.
Savage.